was.
All right, we've got two lights.
She has
a Yay!
All right, everyone, welcome back. I know it's been a little while since our last adventure, so I'll go ahead and let you know what happened last time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So last time you guys woke up, or in your sleep, you each had a dream where you're walking through the streets of Carlston, and you see a flaming stag walking through the streets. The cloud parted, and you see a sun shining on you, but the sun fades and is clipped by a black circle, and you're finding yourself in a twisted forest. And you make your way through the forest before ending up in a blighted area. In the blight, you see a gathering darkness become darker and darker before eventually becoming a void. You wake up in a cold sweat and realize that you all had this dream. Noman, you had this dream also, but you were staying at your monastery. After your daily meditation, your mentor, Urigil, talked to you, asking you about your recent exploits. She mentioned that there's no shame in being motivated by money, and pointed to another monk named Keldrash, who sails around the world for loot and booty. And she mentions that his path was equally invalid as your path, and then kind of shushed this baby bird out of the nest and said,
"Get the fuck out.
Go do something with your life." So
you can't stay in the basement forever.
That's right. Get kicked out of your mom's basement. So you guys kind of researched your dreams. Frigg, researching at the Temple of Lilith, where she met High Priestess Effet. Altair and Noman researching at the library. Altair found out information about the Blight. Noman researched the dream symbolism of the Flaming Stag and finds out that an animal on fire means stress at one's job. And a stag with horns usually represents a father. So they head back. Braxis, Shadowmoss, and Punchy went to the Underworld, where they met a fifth-rank assassin named Jarlath Carlos, a half-orc who was amused by the weird group that somehow managed to make its way to see him through sheer tenacity and luck. You guys contacted Jarlath to look into this missing baby, and paid him 50 gold pieces and a favor from Braxis to be determined later. Shadowmoss talked to a rat to find out that the thieves' guilds are monsters, but they ultimately agreed to the deal anyway. At the end, everyone meets up and discusses their finding. Punchy, though, heads outside and starts Gallaghering some watermelons with her new mall.
She forgot about that.
Attracting quite an appreciative crowd and earning 5 gold pieces for her efforts. In another life, Punchy could have been a touring bard. Then you guys bought some horses to make your journey more manageable. Frigg found out that her pony was already named Sandwich, so she couldn't name it anything else, despite the fact that her character really wanted it to be named something else. Altair named her pony Havilar. Braxis named his horse Entropy. Shadowmoss got a riding dog, a collie-colored Newfoundlander-esque dog, named her Willamette. And Punchy got a horse and named it Chester. And Noman got a horse and named it Not Yet Meat, which everyone calls Nim for short. As you guys were leaving town, you were approached by a bunch of highwaymen dressed like guards. I tried to rob you, and you ended up killing them all. Though it was close, you guys almost got defeated by them. And then you hit the road, staying one night at a hotel called the Rampant Harlequin.
Oh, wait. We also got another horse and a cart named Loot.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Yes, the horse, you kept the cart and horse naming the horse Loot. That's right. Can't forget Loot. You guys encountered a tinker named Canathar. You haggled over some goods, and Frigg bought some ribbons and lace for her hair. Still bought some crafting supplies. And you guys proceeded on towards Lauren Carr. Along the way, Punchy played her tin whistle, some might say incessantly. So Frigg tried to talk Braxis into stealing or disabling the tin flute. As you guys got back into the Lorenwood, Shadowmoss wandered into the woods and discovered that she can now turn into a wolf at will.
Wolfie!
Yay!
Frigg tries to convince you guys to play dice with her, but no one cares to, because they're worried that you'd affect the odds of being, you know, agent of the Goddess of Luck.
Somehow.
Then she asked Braxis about Operation Tinflute. And Braxis demurred, telling her to convince Punchy to play a game of dice with her in order to... If she could get Punchy to play a game of dice with her, he would take the flute.
You also gave me a reason why you wouldn't steal
from Well, yeah, I you, circled I back remember. Around to, like, I had promised them I wouldn't steal from the party.
That he thought of that.
which is generally a good idea. I probably shouldn't be stealing from us.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there, like, we had a kind of sort of involved conversation where you explained why you were hanging out with them to begin with, but I can't remember what it was.
Initially, it was, well, basically...
Like, she has something you want, or can help you get something you want.
Well, gotcha. I want to get to know the underworld and become somewhat useful in that direction, and I want Punchy as my strong arm backup because I'm not intimidated. She is.
Okay. But you, didn't you also were talking about the criminal underworld, not like hell.
Yeah, right. Which is a very real thing in this world. You guys might get there someday if you get to high enough level or meet your end, unfortunately. Well, hell is one of many afterlives you can go to.
Or go on a flyby through all of the realms.
All the nine realms.
Well, my long-term motivation for sticking with the group's kind of weak, but basically it's like, well, there's probably money and experience to be had. There's clearly something going on.
Alright, then you guys continued on through Lorenwood. Shadow Moss turned into a wolf and tried to scare some lumberjacks. Instead, angering them and getting attacked. She got thrown back into the gnomes and the lumberjacks yelled at her. She sulked back to the group and did not want to talk about it. And then you arrived on a hill overlooking Lorenkar. As night begins to set, it's the, sort of the gloaming hour, and you look out over the hill at your beloved Lorenkar and the wizard's tower that you called your home. It exploded with a loud, magical boom.
Is that supposed to happen?
And it's where we'll start today's session. It is the 11th of Sylvian. You all are standing on a hill overlooking a tower that has just exploded. I need everybody to roll me a dexterity save.
Cool.
Nine? Because it's a d20 plus the plus foxy. Mm-hmm. Plus
you're saying saving throw, right?
Yes, dexterity saving throw.
So that's plus five for saving throw and four, nine. So.
13.
13. 10. 11.
Was it this plus...
That.
So 11 plus 11?
Oh, no, plus this one. No.
Oh, it's a 0. So it's an 11.
All right, anybody get a 15 or higher? You'll get knocked on your ass from a shockwave of immense proportions.
As soon as I can scramble to my feet, I take off running. I don't care about anyone. I'm running.
All right, so you guys start breaking through. She starts breaking through the forest. What about the rest of you?
I'm after her.
All right, so you get knocked. You get knocked prone. You're stunned for, like, a good 20 seconds. Your ears are ringing. The air smells like burnt toast and ozone and fudge, oddly.
We're still outside of Lorenkar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we on, like, a trail?
Yeah, you're on the city road.
Okay.
Do we have water nearby? Do we have towels nearby that we can wrap around? Because I suspect it'll be smoky and rubbish.
You do have water and cloth in your pack. So as you guys are, so Altair gets up and starts running towards the city. What about the rest of you? And you're following her, obviously. Yeah. Noman, the rest of you?
I look for Shadow Moss.
Shadow Moss?
Make sure she's okay.
I get my clothes, rags wet in the water. I wrap it around my face.
So we see smoke. Is there chaos, people screaming,
etc.? Oh, yeah. Chaos. Also, roll me a perception check.
Oh, that's 7 plus...
18.
Fine, 12.
14.
15.
You had a 15 or higher. There is all sorts of visible magical effects spewing out of the Wizard's Tower and striking the ground, striking people. Everyone sees this. There is a sort of a vortex of lightning that appears, like, over the city. And it's shooting not only into the city, but into the surrounding woods. So if you get a 15 or higher on your perception check, you'll notice them. Everybody else will go in the second round. So I need everyone on the initiative.
3.
Damn it.
Rubbish. All of these are rubbish.
What? Oh. You need to add something to that.
Yeah, but
you're in shock.
Where's the initiative? What do I need to add?
You have a box that says initiative.
3 plus 3, 6.
Alright. everybody put yourself in one of the six squares up there.
What direction is the city?
The city is this way towards me.
Okay.
We need to be over here. You were saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Put me a little ahead, because I took off running as fast as I could.
That's you?
Yes.
And I'm behind her.
How long have you been in Virginia?
Field. Virginia, I was there for 3 weeks.
Did you go back there or to Arizona?
Tucson. I went to Tucson.
Mercifully.
I'm just angling you that way so he can see the colors. I was on the ground. The rest of you already said you got up.
No, I'm totally on the ground.
Okay.
This is a surprise round.
We all are not on the ground.
No.
Did
you,
I get up?
You guys are running.
So. Oh, okay.
So you guys are all together.
Okay. I guess
just
everyone can be standing. Punchy said she was looking at me. And
that's fine.
You're hiding in the tree, like you do. These are pretty good grapes.
They are pretty good grapes.
Why'd you blow up your tower?
Altair's very upset.
All right, Noman.
Mm-hmm.
Initiative.
3 plus 3.
6.
6.
Frigg.
16.
Altair.
2.
Rexus.
19.
Shadowmoss.
16.
Punchy.
6.
All right, and raise your hand if you got a 15 or higher on your... So, Frigg. Raxus and Shadows?
Yes.
Oh, conveniently, the three people who went first in the round.
That makes sense.
All right, so, and she is surprised. Noman is surprised.
Can you please promise me at some point that there'll be a prophecy that's something like, no man can defeat so-and-so?
Oh, 100%. Like, I'd be a bad DM if I did.
Okay,
is
good.
This one,
good. I just want to make sure that this occurs at some point.
And that'll be a short session. We'll be like, okay, Noman, go kill it. Like, okay, done. What's next? Let's go to the bar.
And they're like, no, it was actually a gender thing all along, you fools.
Fine, I'll kill it. Now let's go to the bar.
Alright. Alright, so. As you guys are running, those of you who weren't surprised, notice that this tree and this tree have come alive. They've been struck by some strange magic, and they appear to be moving menacingly towards you. Graxus, we'll start with you. We're a surprise round.
I'm going to point at it and in alarm,
yeah.
Shriek, monster trees, so everyone's aware.
Excellent.
And I guess I will shoot my bow at what they have. It's really all I can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the rest of you are running. Braxis stops, suddenly pulls out his bow and starts shoots it at a tree.
I think it's important. If you're going to shriek in alarm, you need to give us that shriek.
Yeah. We need to hear that.
Monster tree!
Give yourself an inspiration point for that.
I have that.
I already have one.
All right. Oh, wait, raise your hand if you have inspiration at this moment.
I don't know.
It's right there.
Yes.
So, who does not? Okay. All right, so, roll me an attack against the monster tree.
14.
That hits.
It's a tree.
It's a tree.
Six.
Okay. Arrow thunks into it. It seems to be. It seems to be about half as effective as it should be because it's a tree. All right, Shomos. Roll me a Arcana check.
Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
18.
You realize that this is usually a druidic magic. These trees have been awakened, so you realize that they're not sentient, but they will pretty much
ruin your day.
Ruin your day. So you don't have to feel bad about.
Good. I was concerned. I was having an ethical dilemma over how I should react to this.
All right, what do you do?
I'm going to grumble. Where are those gosh darn foresters when you need them? And then I will cast Guidance upon my punchy face, as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I have a ranged weapon, so I think that's about all I can do. Guidance is my action, so I have a movement, but...
I didn't move.
She probably doesn't want to move toward the menacing trees.
Yeah, I might do, like... Over that way. We'll see.
Okay. Puts up Frigg.
Which of these trees is...
Both of those two.
I mean, which one's closer and more likely to harm the chosen one?
That one's right in front, and this one's, like, a 5-foot distance closer, so it's really...
Okay. I'm gonna... Can I move in front of Altair and then shoot the friggin' tree?
Yeah.
Okay, so it has a crossbow. So first I roll my d20.
Mm-hmm.
What do I add to that?
You should have a plus something next to your crossbow there.
Okay, thank you. 8.
You miss a tree.
I'll save you!
Thunk. Off into the distance it goes. You can blame the magical disturbance in the air for it.
I'm probably attacking an unseen threat. Getting a head start on the next
one.
That tree in the distance was heading towards us as well. It's not any longer. Alright, go ahead and move both those trees, if you would be so kind, 20 feet up.
So that's 4 boxes?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Tree right up on you.
And then, yep, that sounds good.
Is it just going forward, or is it flanking?
The one on the right seems to be heading towards the folks in the back. Alright, and that is, Frigg?
Yep.
Alright. Frigg, you are being attacked by a tree.
Yep.
Probably gonna hurt.
Yeah. AC 20.
Whew.
That's a hit.
And you're going to take 12 points of damage.
Ooh. Okay.
That's a lot for us.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It rolled perfectly into damage dice.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
All right, puts up.
After you were kind enough to not hit it.
Yeah.
That's a rude tree.
Alright.
I'm gonna be a martyr today.
It's not sentient.
Alright, Braxis, you're up.
I already went.
I was gonna say.
Yes, new round. Round 2.
Oh.
Ding, ding.
Oh, so that was
okay.
Just
that was
surprise.
Our surprise.
I gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, Ray of Frost on the little tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
idea.
Do I roll
for that?
Yeah, roll it there.
What do I plus that? Is it
on your spell sheet?
I don't have a spell sheet.
Oh, what's
so
your,
I only get one cantrip.
Right. What's your intelligence?
9. So I would minus 1.
Sounds right. Go ahead.
So that would be
is
an
there
eight.
Another handbook?
Yes, there's actually...
You're a rogue?
Yeah. But because I'm an elf, I get one cantrip.
Well, let me check the elf section real quick. It might be something else.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, so your intelligence modifier plus your proficiency bonus. So you just had one.
Plus
10.
Misses.
Yeah.
Alright, Shadow Moss.
So I remember that I have scrolls from our last session. So
nice.
Can I use a magic missile scroll?
Yes.
All up on there?
Oh wait.
How do those work?
Let me just check one thing. They only work though if they're in your spell list, like that you spells you could cast.
I thought as a druid I have access to all possible
spells. I don't believe you have my system. If you look at the list of spells right there, look for druid spells.
There.
If it's on that list, you can do it. I think magic was missile is the first level spell. I think it might just be wizards.
Okay. Then never mind. Can I see if these thingamabobbers can... How do they sense? Like, am I aware of how trees or nature objects, when awakened, are able to sense prey?
Life force.
So they didn't grow a face like an ant?
No. They're just attracted to your life.
Okay. So... Fog cloud would not help because they could get right through that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So, let me see here. Oh, wait a minute. I have an idea.
And after Shadow Moss will be Frigigan, and then Punchy will be after the trees.
It's a new day, so I could have new spells, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what this one would do. It might be a possibility.
You can, what's it called when you pause on your
hold
turn?
Hold an action.
Hold an action.
If I attempted to entangle a tree,
that would stop it from moving.
Okay. I want to try to cast entangle on these trees.
Absolutely.
Nice.
They're close enough together that you can get both of them.
Alrighty.
Oh. No, you don't actually roll. They roll saving throws against
you.
Oh,
okay. Then never mind. Because that was definitely a one.
Oh,
yep.
No.
So they...
She's about to
entangle
you.
Yeah, essentially.
They make strength saving throws. What's your spell save, DC? It's on your spell sheet.
13.
So let's see here. They both fail, actually. So they are both stuck, rooted to the spot, appropriately enough.
Nice.
Good job.
And they get a new save at the end of each of their turns.
Don't get hit. Is it concentration?
Let me double check.
And your attack rolls against these trees have advantage. And they have disadvantage to attack you guys. So.
Did you also want to move anymore?
Keep forgetting that I can move.
I mean, you're the furthest.
It is a concentration up to 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I will move 25 feet so I can go.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hide behind some rocks.
Alright. So, Shadow Moss raises her hands up from the ground and a bunch of, like, vines and roots and stuff just shoot out of the ground and enrapture the trees. The trees are struggling against it, but her magic is too strong and they're rooted to the spot. Frigg, you're up.
Trying to decide between defense and offense. I'm gonna lay hands on myself and restore 10 hit points.
Okay.
Smart.
Sometimes I...
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah. I'm gonna touch myself while y'all go about your
business. Did you want to move?
Can I move and touch myself?
You could, but you will if you move away from the trees. They'll get a free attack on you.
And I'm also trying to defend this silly person who runs headlong towards explosions. So
Right. So, you're getting attacked by a tree. It has disadvantage in the attack roll because of the entanglement. Let's see here. 17 would hit you, but because of the disadvantage, you got a total of 10. So.
Nice.
Thank you, Shadow Moth.
Tree 2 struggles against the vines. They're both going to roll their saving throws. Tree 2 got a critical miss.
Yes.
So it is going to... It's going to lose its next saving throw. That's the smaller one. The bigger one got a 15, which I think does make it, so it can move again. But it's currently got a very stout and immovable dwarf in its way. So puts up punchy.
Are there any fires that were set near me from the explosion?
Even or odd?
Even.
Yes, there is.
Okay. So I want to take my crossbow and light one of the arrows on fire and shoot it.
Nice. Well played. Do you have a fire indicator?
Yeah.
Nice.
And just slip it out somewhere on fire. Alright. So go ahead and move her up if you would be so kind.
And so, which do I roll?
Alright, so you want to roll an attack. So you roll this one.
18.
Alright, and you're using your crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
So you add this bonus to it.
Okay.
So
20.
That hits.
Which one you aim it at?
The
little one is
entangled. Right, so I'm thinking the big one.
Okay. Alright, so you shoot the big one. Roll me your damage is a d10 on that?
Mm-hmm.
Roll me a d10 and add a d6 for the fire damage.
The big one is the one down here, not the one that I'm in the front.
That one. That one's not awakened. That's just
okay.
A tree.
Wait, it's just that one's not awakened.
Nine, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Not
just two.
That one's not awakened?
No, just those two. Alright, so the four is halved. Because it's, you know, the crossbow bolts aren't very good against it. So that's two, but the fire is doubled. So it's 12 points that round.
Okay.
I mean, it's clearly obvious.
Hmm.
My character doesn't know, but I do.
What?
You put that tree out there for a reason.
Which one? The big one?
The big one. Yeah.
Mm.
See, that's always the answer.
So
I know.
He could have put out three and then rolled to see how many got hit for a week.
Noman, you're up.
All right.
Did you want to move anymore, or are you going to stay by the fire?
I'm going to stay by the fire.
Okay, I follow Punchy's excellent plan. I go to the fire as well.
Right, then move yourself up.
And I have a light crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take aim against this tree.
Mm-hmm. Right, roll the 10.
15 plus light crossbow is 5, so that's a 20.
Yep, that hits.
Oh, of course. And I have a d8,
mm-hmm.
I think, for the attack.
Okay. And then add a d6 to that for the fire damage.
Oh, okay. 4.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be halved.
6.
So it'll be doubled. So 14 points of damage.
Cool.
The tree is bloodied. Sap pours out of it.
Am I in danger of catching on fire?
Only if they miss it at you instead, which won't happen in this system. Altair, you're up.
What's my likelihood of making it past these trees without being stopped?
Well, they are big.
Right in front of you.
They're right in front of you. They're big, burly trees that are made of wood, and wood is strong, so...
I couldn't run past them at all.
They'll get a free attack on you.
Only if I leave their area, right? If
yes.
I skirt around?
If you stay next to them, you'll...
Am I in both of their attack ranges, or just the big one?
Now you're...
within 10 feet of both of them.
Is 10 feet is their attack range?
Oh, actually, I thought you were 2 squares away.
I thought each square was 5 feet.
Yeah. So the trees have a 10-foot reach. So you're just outside their reach now, just so you know.
I'm just outside their reach right
now?
All right, then I'm going to move my full movement speed around them since I can. Oh, it's only 25. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're now within range of that guy. Because you're only 5 feet away.
Okay, well then I'm not going to do that. So I was here, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And then I'm going to cast Burning Hands, because mm-hmm. that big one's the one that's moving, right?
Yeah.
So it has to make a dex save.
I got a 4.
Eleven.
So that's 22 points of damage.
And then I can't move anymore, right? I can't. You have to have special abilities to move more.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the tree catches fire. It looks like it's about to fall over any moment now.
Which direction?
Who knows?
I know who knows. Mr. D8.
We know who knows. Mr. D8? Is that what you said? Oh, nice.
That's fair.
Well,
all right,
okay,
Frigg, you're... Braxis, I'm sorry, you're up. And then Shadow Moss, you'll be next, and then Frigg.
I didn't say what I was doing.
I'm assuming you're shooting a arrow.
Can I do Ray of Frost again? Or is that... Because it's a cantrip.
Yeah, you can do it over and over.
Yeah.
That still seems like the best thing to do towards the smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
This time I got 17.
That hits?
Yeah.
Alright, roll damage.
That's...
This is against the one that's...
entangled.
Little one.
Entangled?
That's entangled, yes.
I apparently didn't write down what the damage is. Do you know what the damage is on the Ray of Frost?
Ray of Frost is 1d8.
D8, okay. 7.
Alright, take 7 points of damage. Ice crystals form in its branches as it's still struggling against the entanglement vines. Shadow Moss.
Question.
Yes.
Cantrips. Mm-hmm. Can those also be switched out day by day, or are those just the same?
You just have them every day.
Okay. So, I can't change those ones. Alrighty. Then.
I will say, like, in between sessions, if you realize, like, you don't like the ones you have.
You can change them out.
We can talk about changing them out.
Okay. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll work.
Best kind of idea.
I'm considering if I have this possibility.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing create or destroy water.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to do it as the water in there, but it says open container, so I could not attack the water in the tree and thereby drying it out and making it more susceptible to all of the damage.
They've thought of that before.
Good thought, though.
Hey, Kayla, would you grab me another pineapple cider while you're up?
It's wounded.
Yeah.
So it's been open.
Nice try.
I like
your thoughts.
What you got?
I don't think that's going to be enough. I might just cast Entangle again, since there's not, again, lots that I can do with these.
You throw a rock.
Thanks. I could be really good at rock throwing.
We should get you a ranged weapon. I feel like everyone needs a ranged weapon.
I definitely need a ranged weapon.
You can cast magic weapon on your rock.
Is your wolf an attack wolf?
If she goes into wolf form, she'll lose the entanglement on that.
I'm also thinking of her riding.
Yeah, I'll cast entangle again on these bastards and see if...
Okay.
Or do I... lose entangle on this one if I try casting it again for that one?
Yeah. And this one's about dead.
Yeah, so never mind. I won't do that. I guess I'm gonna throw a rock.
Alright.
Because I'm near some
rocks. Roll me into the deck.
I'm starting to think every battle someone's gonna throw a rock.
I hope so.
I mean, I've done my
dexterity and your proficiency.
Alright, dexterity is 2. What would proficiency?
2.
Okay, so... 14?
Hits. You hit it with a rock.
Yeah,
roll
I did.
Roll me a d4.
A pathetic, pathetic little rock. 4!
Yeah.
Okay. It takes half of that. It is almost dead. It almost would have killed.
Which
would have
been
the best. Frigg.
I have a question, though.
The one in front of you is about one gnome-thrown rock away from dying. And then the big one up next to you is barely injured, yes.
Yeah.
I had a question about, as a monk, don't I get, like, 2 attacks, usually?
You get a bonus attack, yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It has to be a punch, so since you're...
Oh, I'm far enough that it doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right, next time I'll...
You punch that tree so hard.
No, I'm wondering. I apparently have a pickaxe. Oh. I'm wondering if I could just swing at it.
Don't you? You also have other weapons, right?
I also have a short sword.
Yeah,
I
that'd be better than a pickaxe.
If I take a swing at this tree, can I still chase after Altair?
Yeah, you can attack him.
You can kill it.
Okay, well, I've got two hand axes.
Hand axes are great against trees.
And I'm pretty angry, and I'm in a friggin' hurry. And what is that? That's a where's my thing? 15.
Hits.
Okay.
Go to roll damage, though I will say, however much you do, it's going to kill this tree.
Okay.
Nice.
I rolled at least 9.
So it was at 2 hit points, so it's...
Okay. Okay, so I add the tree, and then I take off running towards Altair.
Nice.
You're the
She's
short one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How far can I go?
25.
All right, so you...
Yeah, where is that button?
You,
10, 15,
you find the dent in the tree where the rock bounced off of it, and you slam your axe into it, splitting the tree in twain. It explodes in magical flames, because apparently that's what happened.
Obviously.
Alright. The second tree, it's still entangled. It's gonna... Oh no, it loses its save this round because it got a critical miss last time. So
yes.
It's still entangled.
Nice.
And slow.
Punchy.
I think I'm gonna go into rage mode because I'm getting impatient.
Awesome.
And I just want these stupid trees to die.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna grab my hand axe and am I within 30 feet of the small tree? And I'm just gonna chop it up.
Alright, roll me an attack.
You're gonna go Drax on that thing.
Right?
I just watched it again.
Oh, sorry.
That movie.
The other one. This is 7. Bonus, right? Plus 2?
Yeah. That's for your damage. So this was plus 5.
Oh, plus 5?
Mm-hmm. And you have advantage on this because it's entangled, so you get to roll again and take the higher.
You also have guidance that you can use at any point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You might want to roll the guidance die for that.
Yeah.
So
which one is that?
D4. It's the pyramid, and then you just add it.
2.
Mm-hmm. So that's AC 14 total, which hits.
Yay! Yay!
So roll D6 plus 3. I'm sorry, 2D6
plus
3.
2D6
plus 3.
So that was 1,
3, 4,
7.
7 points. All right. Take a big chunk out of it. Foam starts pouring out of your mouth.
No.
You get impatient and want to kill things.
That's true.
Noman, you're up.
Alright.
Punchy has charged the tree. The other tree is down. The other three folks have congregated over by this interesting looking rock.
Okay, I move over to the little tree. And I use a short sword.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I can do two actions, right?
You can short sword and punch. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do both. Okay. Oh, wait. I can do the crossbow and punch.
Oh, yeah. You can do the crossbow and punch, too. I will say the short sword, the crossbow is piercing damage, which is halved because it's a tree.
Mm.
The short sword is slashing damage, which is not. So.
Okay. I'll use the crossbow then. All right. In that case, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I add?
Your short sword attacking.
Is plus 5. 17.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you hit.
Okay, and that's a d6 plus 3 then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
4 plus 3, 7.
7, alright. 7 points to the tree.
And then I have an unarmed.
Mm-hmm. So you go ahead and roll it.
I have to. Oh, do I have to do this again?
Yep. Yeah. And then
so the 10 plus 5, 15.
That hits.
And that's a d4 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 2 plus 3.
5. So it takes 2 points because it's.
Oh,
alright. Alright. So you slash it with a tree and you punch it with your fist. You're like, ow, it's a fucking tree.
Use your weapon.
I'm a monk. My arms are my weapons.
There you go. You are the weapon.
Altair.
I feel like he deserves an Falls inspiration point for that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, give yourself an inspiration point for that.
Yeah, that was good. So, one tree is on fire, the other one's pretty close to being done.
No, it's not.
No? Oh, I thought it was.
This one hasn't done anything.
That one's not bloodied yet.
Does it look like they have it?
You saw one of those trees deal her 12 points of damage in a single round.
I have a conundrum, because Caitlin feels like she should stay behind, but Altair gives zero fucks. She just met you people, and the person who raised her is probably dead. So she's freaking her shit out.
Dead is the operative word there.
Huh?
Dead is... You're, when you're dead, your problems are over.
You are in combat. Self-preservation.
I mean, if this tree kills your friends, it could wreak unknown havocs on the world.
Not to mention, what does Altair want now? What does
Caitlin want? No, Altair wants to run, I think. Mm-hmm. I think the character is like, I gotta get to town right now. So I'm going to cast Firebolt, because that's ranged, and I don't want to hit anybody else. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to run again. Natural 20.
Yeah, so double damage.
That never happens.
This problem might be taking care of itself
right
now.
D10.
Yep, so...
Why did I forget that?
Roll me 2d10.
Two? Oh, you don't mean double it? You mean to roll it twice?
Yeah, you always roll the dice twice for...
Well, then in that case, I want to get a good one. I want to use good dice.
Good dice and bad dice.
Yeah, there's some that are being punished more often. Where did the other one go? That's not that one. Fuck. 7.
So, 14 points. The tree is now bloodied.
Wait, no. I rolled a 6 and a 1.
Yeah,
it's the fire damage, which is doubled.
But it's 1d10 of damage.
Right, you roll critical hit, so you get to roll 2d10. And whatever that damage is then doubled because it's fire damage. The tree is vulnerable to it.
Now I'm doubly upset that I rolled so low on that! Shit!
So 14?
Yeah.
It's bloodied.
Alright.
Its upper branches burst into flames.
How far are you,
Chris?
Yes.
25.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Half speed through those trees.
So back me up by one?
Yeah.
Just by one?
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Just run straight into a bush.
You run straight. Praxis, you're up.
You got the kind of wounds Fairfield got going through the brush.
Okay.
Up at the beach?
Yeah.
You got wounded at the beach?
I'm going to fire my bow at the...
I tripped into a stump.
Oh, no.
So 19 to hit.
Hits. And Shadow Moss, you're next, followed by Frigg.
Eight damage.
All right. This is with a sword?
No, it was a bow.
All right, so it's halved. All right, puts up Shadow Moss.
Okay. I'm pretty far away, mm-hmm. but I can't do a whole lot more without breaking concentration and possibly letting tree go free. So I'm going to pick up a rock
mm-hmm.
and run towards it
mm-hmm.
and attempt to throw a rock again. So,
because
why not?
Are you making your rock a magical weapon?
I don't think I can have that capacity.
You can.
Yeah, Kristen,
how do
good.
I do that?
You, there's shillelagh. A spell you have, magic weapon.
Isn't that what your shillelagh is?
Oh, shillelagh is the spell. I guess it only works for a wooden thing.
Yeah, it only works
Sorry.
For wooden things.
So go to your d4.
Okay.
Could you use shillelagh to make the tree your weapon?
That's a cool idea. 3.
So you do it.
I'm just
saying. The tree starts punching itself.
Just to me.
The itself. Last thing you want is to risk strengthening the tree.
And trees, then punchy?
Yeah. I'm gonna fire another crossbow at it while I continue to keep pace with her or get a little bit ahead of her. So 16.
Yes?
Yeah. Where's my D? D8, yeah.
Yeah. It's only the wood of a club or quarterstaff I'm holding, unfortunately.
I did 1 point of damage.
It takes 1 point of damage.
And let's see, so... Here we go.
Alright. Hey, it's got some fresh meat in front of it now. At half speed to the trees, if you didn't already. So every square costs 2 to move to the trees.
So you need to back up 1, right?
I only went forward 3.
Okay. Alright, so, the tree's got 2 very fresh targets in front of it. So, Punchy.
Did it make its entanglement?
No, it has disadvantage in this roll, though. They rolled a 2 and a 1.
Yes! So, entangle.
It swings wide and it catches its branch on fire.
Yeah! That tree.
From that old other tree, it's going to take... that's doubled. So, 8 points of fire damage.
Did it just kill itself?
No, it's still up. But it's getting there.
I was like, come on, please tell me it killed itself. That'd be hilarious.
Punchy, you're up.
Okay. That would be delightful.
I'm laughing a little bit that the tree caught itself on fire. But I'm still in rage mode, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, okay, this fucker's gotta die. So I'll attack it with the hand axe again.
Okay.
What is it, D10, right?
For the hand axe, it's D6.
D6. So 15 plus 5.
Oh, no, sorry. This hit. So that is 10 plus 5 there for 15, yeah. So that's 5 plus another 3, and then plus another 2 because you're raging. So 10 points. And, how do you want to do this?
Yay!
I think I want there to be such a burst of energy that I'm able to take the hand axe and just split the tree in half.
So the tree catches fire. Its branches start kind of flailing up into the air, and you just pretty much just jump up and just like kind of catch it near the top and just take your hand axe down right through the center of the tree, splitting it perfectly in twain. It falls forward, and the remaining magic in it kind of bursts out, and it catches fire. And you're standing there with the flames behind you. Deep breaths, panting a little bit.
I want to scream with the heavens now.
Okay, go ahead.
Scream.
Alright.
Perfect.
Alright, so these trees seemingly dealt with. You guys continue on towards the city. I'm assuming, anyway, because that's where Altair is 100% going.
Not stopping for no one.
And Frigg.
What about our mounts? I didn't even think about them. Are we just assume they're okay behind us?
Yes.
Okay.
Not yet. Meat is very put off by all this nonsense.
I'll stay with the animals. I'll bring them into town.
At a leisurely pace when the most dangerous things are dealt with.
Yeah.
Called it.
Alright, so, you as you go into town, you can still see these very magical effects taking place. Altair, roll me an Arcana check.
23?
Mm-hmm. You realize as you're heading towards the town that the ley line that the tower was built over has erupted, releasing magical energy from all 8 different schools of magic into the air.
That's really bad.
And this magical energy will actually be very, could has the potential to be very powerful, like the equivalent of 9th level magical spells.
Fucking around.
Chaos is reigning in the city as you guys watch, a portal opens up in the sky and black tentacles start pouring its way out. One of them swoops down and grabs a person, and the person screams as they're pulled back up into the heavens before it just kind of flickers away.
What flickers away? The person?
The portal. The person flickered into the portal and the portal disappeared.
Was that like a portal to another realm?
A portal to another dimension,
Just a little dimensional rift, NBD.
Right. As you guys are getting closer to the city, clouds form above you and it starts raining gems. Diamonds, sapphires,
ooh,
rubies.
Ow.
Yeah, roll me a dexterity save each of
you. Now I roll the 5.
16.
10 plus...
Natural 20.
Nice.
Where's the dexterity? Oh, 10 plus 3. Oh, 4. Wait, it's a saving throw, right? 10 plus 5, 15.
It's 10.
If you get less than a 15, take 2 hit points of damage. If you get clocked by a particularly large gem, you roll a natural 20, you reach out your hand and catch a diamond.
Oh.
About the size of your fist.
Okay.
I'm particularly little, so I'm assuming that these gems are just like the size of my head. It's the size of her fist.
It's basically like golf ball sized hail hitting you in the forehead.
Yeah. It's a rough time when you're a gnome.
So I'm really broke. Can I collect some of these?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
You're just going to, like, scoop them up and chuck them in the back of
loot? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
As soon as that started happening, I was
filling the loot's cart.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are ringing into loot's cart.
Of course, you're going to have to hang on to them for a while, because now the market's flooded.
Yeah. Well, this whole city's screwed. I think we should just go somewhere else.
All right, so you guys continue onto the edge of town. The rain dissipates. You're about 5 minutes away from making it to the town.
I've been jogging along with Altair, do I have the breath to shout a question at
him? Yeah, of course. You guys are in great physical shape. You're adventurers.
Do you know what the fuck is going on?
Bad things.
Well,
come on.
Can you be more specific?
No. Bad things are happening. I have no idea what's going on. My home just exploded. And I run a little faster.
I keep pace.
You would keep pace easily.
Alright, so
we have the same
as you get closer to the city, the sounds of screams and chaos like intensifies as people in the cities are trying to figure out how to deal with this menagerie of fuckery.
Is there any sort of emergency procedure that I would know from the Wizard's Tower, or are they too arrogant to put that sort of safeguard?
They're pretty arrogant. They did not expect their Wizard Tower to explode into a menagerie of horror.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So, the tower now, when we look at it, is it
gone?
To the ground?
Like,
or is
it's vaporized.
Oh, okay.
It's gone.
Gotcha.
All right. As you guys are running, you get closer to the gates. Suddenly, you find yourselves in dead quiet. You look around, and like there's just sort of a wall of fog, and there's like you can see the gates of the city up ahead, but like you can't really see out of the area you're in, and everything is intensely quiet.
Keep running. Don't stop running.
We might want to look at what's going on.
It's a magical effect. Keep running.
Can we
a magical effect
even hear one another?
What?
Or is this
roll me an
arcana
check. What's that?
Can we even hear each other?
You hear each other, yeah.
Okay.
But as you shout, you realize, oh, don't need to do that.
23 again.
You realize you are in what's called a private sanctum.
Can we get out?
That sounds nice.
Sounds like a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can get out. Pretty much it is a very strong magical effect that creates essentially almost like a pocket dimension. That you guys are in.
Do I think this is part of the weird magical effects, or is someone doing this nearby?
You would surmise this is a weird magic effect.
Okay. I want out then.
Can I do that sense evil thing while I'm running? I'm trying to find my note about the ability.
Yeah. You can check the book, too. It's...
Well, it should... Okay, that's Divine Smite. That's my... Divine Sense. You can use this feature a number of times equal to 1 plus your charisma modifier.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to say I'm doing it.
Alright, what's it do exactly?
The presence of strong evil registers on your senses like a noxious odor. Powerful good rings like heavenly music. As an action, you can open your awareness to detect such forces. Until the end of your next turn, you know the location of any celestial, fiend, or undead within 60 feet of you that is not behind total cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know the type, but not its identity.
And how long does it last?
Until our next turn.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like you're just pinging evil.
Mm-hmm. Within the same radius, you also detect the presence of any place or object that has been consecrated or desecrated.
Alright. As you run in through the gate of the city and cast this, you're still in the private sanctum. You don't detect anything, but you know it stays up for about 6 seconds. In that time, you get out of the private sanctum. The world returns, all the screaming and shouting and fire noises and lightning sounds and strange strange howls of magical creatures not yet imagined, and you detect strong undead scents within 60 feet.
Mm. Okay. I'm gonna shout at everybody. We got zombies!
I'm going to stay here with the animals.
This is what happens when your fuckers play with magic! Jesus!
Who's Jesus?
Good point.
He's cool, dude.
Who would I be? Cursed, like, what would the appropriate druid
curse be? Morad.
I think it's good for off that.
That makes sense.
Or Erwin, that is the god of earth.
That's a dwarf god.
Sylvia would be your personal
Sylvian, yeah.
Closest guy.
Not so much fire right there. You hold on to that.
I'm like a god hipster, though. I'm into Amenthaw.
I like the transition music.
It's midnight. I don't know the actual words to the Thriller, but... Imagine Thriller in your head.
I appreciate everyone's patience with me doing my nails while we play D&D.
It's not bad.
I just want to apologize.
I mean,
we're disgusted by this, actually.
That's why I put them in the other room, because I was like, that would be a step above weird. But I'm quickly running out of hours on the clock in order to get my shit done.
When do you...
Never. She never leaves. Never, ever, ever.
Like tomorrow.
Never.
1 o'clock.
She's gonna be here forever. We're gonna snuggle. And we're gonna craft. And you're never, ever, ever going anywhere.
Yes to all of
you. You thought he was mad before.
When I leave again. Dude, when I come back,
I'm done with this bitch.
They're gonna set me on fire. Did you see their faces? Did you see the pictures on Facebook?
So are we
they both look
here?
So pissed off. Like, they were just full on, bitch, you did not.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
We gave Zidal a bath this morning.
Oh, how bad.
On her birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday to Zidal.
What's her age now?
13.
So, as you run into the city, you realize that you're kind of near where the cemetery is.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of undead critters have started shambling down the street towards you guys.
Are these magical effects going to go away on their own? Do I know that?
Roll me an Arcana check.
God damn it.
It makes sense. You're in total panic mode.
I finally ran out of 19s for this check, apparently. 9.
Like, you think the magical effects will stop happening, but the magical effects that are being created will not. So these undead are going to persist until...
They're disposed of.
Until they're disposed of.
So do I know which direction the cemetery is in, then?
Well, the undead are going to be coming out.
They're coming to you, don't worry.
How far from the where the tower was are we at this point?
You're on the... you're actually not too far. Some skeletons, some zombies start appearing in front of you.
How did you know what I was drawing?
How do halflings feel about dwarves?
Halflings?
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
I feel like when I wasn't at the tower, I might have been... Because the halfling grove is really close to the tower, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was probably friends with halflings, too. The ones in the city.
Yeah.
Like, I might have played with halfling children as a child myself.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, before you grew a beard, you probably looked a lot like a halfling.
Very tiny. I don't have a beard. Do I have a beard?
You probably could grow a beard.
Grow a beard, but I don't think I have one.
You're just a dwarf.
All right, go ahead and roll initiative, if you would be so kind.
7.
Everyone's low.
7 plus... Do I need to add something?
Well, we
initiative
have...
at the top center.
Oh, okay. 7 plus 10. Okay.
roll a natural touch?
I did.
You both did?
So 3 for initiative.
Oh, lordy, that's hilarious.
I am astounded and grumpy.
That's fair, you're in a city.
And he is distracted by putting jewels in the cart.
You're a stumpy.
Until I saw zombies walking around. Then I wanted to run or hide under the cart.
Are you afraid of undead?
I don't like zombies.
That means
that's
you like killing
thing.
Them, right?
I'm surprised you're keeping pace with us, considering you've got all the animals and you're scooping up gems.
Well, y'all are on foot, and horses can go faster than humans.
Gate.
But how's he picking up gems from horseback?
Just the ones I see. Oh, I'm pulling the horses by there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on foot. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we would have gotten back on the horses after the trees.
They're probably having a rough day.
Here's a zombie.
All of the undead should be in one spot.
Yeah.
In that box.
Should.
That's the zombie leader, because he actually looks like a zombie.
It's a night cube. Whoever asked how
we actually fought the night. Did we fight the Night King or did we just meet him, Chris?
Yeah.
We met the Night King.
And then, so this zombie is actually attacking a woman who's trying to escape.
I don't think she's gonna make it.
And then this zombie is trying to grapple this father with his son. Infant boy.
Oh, I thought that was a little friend.
So you turn the corner and people have been fleeing, like people there's just generally chaos, people running through the streets. You turn the corner and you see a small cadre of the undead. Ear reeks of necromancy. So as you look down this little square that you're in. And see a little gazebo down there, and a zombie attacking this woman, and then this man with his child. And then we do initiative orders. So,
I assume there's no town guard in
the town guard
immediate
is
there, area.
Not in this immediate area, though. No, there's town guard, but they're off.
There's a lot of threats right now.
Yeah.
Alright, so. Noman, what'd you get?
7 plus 3, 10.
Okay. Frig?
6.
Okay. Voltaire?
9.
Praxis?
5 from a natural 1.
Wonderful. Shadowmoss?
3.
Also from a natural 1.
Punchy?
6.
Wow. Low rolls all around.
Yeah.
All right, so
the
skeletons will
not
go
me?
First.
No one got the knives. That was only a 10.
I mean, I like to assume I'm always in charge, but that's a factor of my personality, not anything else. Because I'm bossy.
All right, the skeletons are gonna start shambling. Towards you guys. This one's going to take a swipe at this guy.
Skeletons.
Luckily for you, these skeletons aren't armed. Some of them are wearing tatters of what looks to be burial clothing. And then the one that's closest to you guys just sort of looks over its bony mouth and just goes, skeletons, man. You jerks. Noman, you're up.
Alright. Do I still see fire around me?
Let's see. You're even or odd?
Even.
You do not, unfortunately, see a fire in this area.
Alright. Okay. I take my crossbow and aim at this guy.
Alright. What's the distance of man?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 times 5, 65.
There's also the gazebo in the way, so you'll have to maybe move around a bit to get a better shot.
Can I move and then?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll move. Yeah. I had even further. even if that makes any difference.
Well, there's the gazebo has like these kind of terraced wall, or what do you call it? The
lattice.
Lattice. Thank you. Lattice has these sort of lattice walls.
Mm.
So you'll have. Yeah, it'll be very difficult to make that shot.
Okay, in that case, I'll try and aim these guys because at least one of them is in the clear.
Yeah.
So let me go in this one.
Alright.
Okay.
And that's within your crossbow range, so go ahead and fire.
12 plus 5.
17. That hits a skull. That's a zombie you're attacking, right?
Yeah, this guy.
Okay. That hits.
Okay. And I do a d8. Mm-hmm. Where is my d8? That's not it. This is it. Okay. 3. And do I do an attack bonus on it? Or is it just 1d8? Okay, that's just 1d8. So 3.
3? Mm-hmm. Alright.
Right?
Your crossbow bolt shoots and it's just sort of dangling out of the zombie. The zombie's just sort of.
Wow.
You think you
give a fuck?
You don't give a fuck. Altair.
Oh, really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Alright. Burning Hands is a 15 foot cone. If I move up 2 and over 3, can I get all 3 of these guys? Or 4, if
two,
I'm lucky?
1, 2, and 3? 2.
No, other way.
No. Oh. She wants to basically get here to get them.
And then, well, back one. Back one diagonally from where I was at. There. So I can get all 3 of them, right?
And 15-foot cone?
It's a 15-width cone. It's like 60 or 120 feet. I don't know. Burning Hands, 15-foot cone. Oh, does it only go 15 feet? Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So in that case, 1, 2, 3.
You could hit that first one.
I can hit the first 2.
Unless you come really here. And
yeah, well, even then,
5.
Feet. Yeah. Bummer! Either way, I'm only going to get 2. Okay, well, I'll move up right in front of... I will engage number 2 there.
Okay.
Be right in front of him, and I will cast Burning Hands, so the number 2 and number 1 have to make dex saves.
Whatever, so they have different numbers, shall we? We'll make it easier.
They do.
Yeah, for like these 2. So. Yeah. Alright,
so the 2 skeletons make dexterity saving throws.
Mm-hmm. Spell save DC is 12.
That's a d12, Chris. The number 2 made it, number 1, or number 2 failed, number 1 made it.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Since I'm right up in that guy's face. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, wait, well, does he take, he takes half, doesn't he?
Why?
Because it's on dex save. Burning Hands?
Oh, the one that succeeded, yes.
Take half damage on a successful save?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much was it? Each?
10.
10? So 10.
10 for the number 2 and 5 for number 1.
Alright. The second one is already bloodied. Its bones are hanging on by a thread.
Really?
Yeah.
Number 2 or number 1?
Number 2, the one that...
Oh, okay. Number 2. You said the second one. I was confused. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let's see. Are you still raging?
Yeah. No, it's been...
No, I think it's...
You're back here.
Yeah.
What's your movement?
30. So, yeah, I guess I'll move up and...
You can get to basically here.
Okay. So, I'll need a range weapon
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to do anything. So, I'll use my crossbow.
Sure.
Movement.
Movement.
Speed.
And that is
but yeah,
the 10.
You roll this first.
See if it...
Yeah. 20. Oh, yeah, perfect critical hit. Was on a
nice.
Skeleton or a zombie?
5, I think, is a zombie.
5 is a 6-sided die.
Oh, the d6s are skeletons. So.
Okay, so it's a skeleton?
Mm-hmm. Alright, so roll. You get to roll your d10 twice.
Okay.
So that's the one that's already been
yep.
hit, at least, right?
That one,
one.
And that one been hit.
And 1.
You critically hit it for 2 points of damage.
No!
Did you run up to this one?
Is that she crossbowed it.
Crossbowed. I got you.
Yeah, sure, he moved up as far.
This makes Punchy angry.
Yes, it does.
You're like, I hit it right in the skull, damn it. Just, unfortunately, the back of its skull already had a hole in it, so when you hear the eye hole, it's going to back.
So now it's just kind of like a half skull.
Looks like what JFK probably looks like now.
Too soon.
Frig, you're up.
To be fair, it wouldn't be too soon if Trump wasn't the president. To be fair.
So, zombies are scarier than skeletons?
Depends on your person, but probably.
Well, I mean, as in they're harder to kill.
They're slightly harder, yeah.
One of them looks like it's about to hit your savior.
Yeah, and I guess savior takes precedence over peasants I can't easily reach.
I mean, also keep in mind, the savior just took out one of them a half point, so probably be right.
But that's also the one I can actually reach, and I... But I guess I could do crossbow and move. Is it feasible to shoot this the purple guy from where I am?
Yep.
5, 6, 7.
I will try to hit that person and then join.
Mm-hmm.
Up, up, do, do, 16.
Hits.
5.
Alright. It's bloody.
And I can do 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Mm-hmm. Right, you run up next to...
I'm going to get right in the thick of it.
You run up between Altair and two skeletons. All right.
You should stay to the side, because if I can...
She's...
Do I have anything?
And also, she's still kind of new to you, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
Braxis, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to use my full movement to get to this bush.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will fire my bow at the zombie attacking the woman.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't roll. 12, 16 to hit. 8 damage. And then I'll use my bonus action to disappear into the bush.
Okay.
So basically duck down.
Alright.
I'm invisible.
Alright, you shoot the zombie in the arm. The arrow is dangling out. Shut him off.
I am going to run up a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I want to do... God damn it. I was going to entangle all 4 of these, but now that person's there. So, Yeah, I can entangle in a 20-foot square, so I can at least get these 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to attempt to do that.
Okay.
And they do a... spell save, yep. Right?
Strength saving throw. See, the zombie succeeds and the two skeletons fail.
Ew, why would you do that?
Curiosity.
Meals are gross.
There's no smell. No
scent
at all.
It's a scratch, but not a sniff.
I see what you did there. I'm not necessarily proud of it, but I see what you did there.
Alright, anything else you want to do, Shadow Moss?
Well, that's an action
mm-hmm.
to cast, and I did a move, so there's nothing else
for me. Alright, the zombie's turn. Zombie 1. Who is that person?
This?
Yep. No, he's the one zombie that's actually on the token. He's attacking the woman.
No.
Actual zombie.
Mm, right.
Yeah, that guy.
He bites her for some damage, but she's still alive. She screams out. She's got a large, looks like, handbag that she's, like, hitting it with.
Of course she is.
Good.
The second zombie is not restrained, so it's going to shuffle up the frig. If you would be so kind as to move it up to frig.
Is that
number
2? That's number 4.
That's the silver one there, yep.
This guy?
Yep. It slowly...
Come at me, bro.
And as if to answer your thing, it attacks you with a slam attack, hitting AC 15. Does that hit you?
I have an AC 15.
that just hits. You take 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
And as Braxis is whispering, do you think you do have an ability to turn undead? Zombie 3 is going to continue to attack the butcher and his boy. Hitting. The butcher has a cleaver that he's kind of hitting it with to very little effect. I mean, it's hacking in there, but it's just a dead thing. But he does take some damage. The butcher is bloodied. As the zombie gets like a... slams it and kind of starts to bite at its arm. And then the fourth one is going to shamble up towards Frigg as well. So it moves 20.
That's pretty like quick this? For a zombie. Mm-hmm.
And Frigg, you're being attacked again.
Okay.
Critical hit.
What oath did you take?
Frigg, you take 9 points of damage.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, it doesn't matter. We're second level. It doesn't matter.
He
doesn't have turn undead.
Okay, not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
And then it's back to the skeletons.
Really? Already? Mm-hmm. I didn't get a turn?
You did. You fired.
You were first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was last.
The skeletons went, and then the zombies.
Oh, there's two groups.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all going at the same time.
Skeletons 1 and 3 are restrained. Number 1 fails its save, so it stays where it's at.
This is number 1?
Yep. Number 3 fails its save, so it stays where it's at. Number 2 is going to attack. It's going to paw at you with its skeletal hands.
Gross. Can I use a reaction?
Do you have something that...
I do. I have shield.
That's only if you're attacked with a ranged attack or...
No, it's with a melee attack.
Oh, is it?
I think so. Because I never got to use it.
Well, you're all critical miss anyway, so...
But if I get to cast it, then my AC goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't...
Mm-hmm. Alright, so while you look at that up, Skeleton 4 is going to... It's actually got turned to 5 by accident, I think.
Oh, okay.
What's their speed? 30. It's going to rush Punchy. This is the one that got the arrow through its head.
Mm-hmm.
The arrow is still dangling out the back of its head slightly.
25?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it rushes up towards you, much more quickly than the zombies are moving, and it hisses as it attacks you. AC 20?
Yeah.
Alright. You take 4 points of damage.
Okay. It says... one reaction which you take when you are hit by an attack or targeted by magic missile.
Alright, so you haven't been hit yet.
My next question is, though, does that take up a spell slot?
You it counts as a spell. Yeah.
Oh,
spell
left.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's better than being hit by magic missile. Or...
Yeah, but this is a zombie. I don't think this zombie's going to hit me. I don't know.
No, in fact, it critically missed you.
Yeah.
So it...
They're busy trying to kill your power.
All right, Noman.
All right. So I move into the melee here.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 4, 5. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I use my light crossbow against this guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
wrong guy.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. That one.
Oh, that's better. 14. Plus, is there something?
Yep, plus your
attack bonus, yeah. Plus 5, 19.
Yep, that hits.
Okay, that's a D...
A D6.
D8 for the light crossbow.
Mm-hmm. And which one? You're attacking the 4, okay.
The 4 will be fine.
That's a 10.
That is a 10.
This is
the
8,
yeah. 1.
Plus.
1 plus nothing.
It's a crossbow, so it doesn't get any pluses.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
I have an unarmed action.
Yes, you can take your unarmed attack.
So, and I'm near this person, so I can take...
So you shoot the crossbow bolt at the first skeleton.
Mm.
It goes into the same eye socket and gets stuck there with the other two arrows that are just rattling around its head.
All right. So So I'm going to try hitting that person. Two.
No. All right, Altair. Your allies have rushed to your aid. The skeleton in front of you is barely hanging on by a thread. You got a couple zombies that are attacking your protector. And you got two.
Down to one hit point.
And
you're down to one hit point?
Yeah.
Do you not have any more healing potions?
Yeah, but I haven't had a turn.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then there's two entangled skeletons over there.
Can I use Burning Hands and not hit Frigg if I take a step over?
If you take a step this way, yeah, or a couple steps this way, yeah, you could hit, like...
I can get two...
You could get those two zombies and that skeleton.
Okay, so yeah, so move me forward one. And I'm going to shout, never get between me and something I'm burning! And I cast Burning Hands again.
Which doesn't help, because I wasn't between you.
You were kind of in front of me, and that if you're in front of me, I can't cast without casting.
So,
on
zombies are in blue, yeah. Skeleton.
Is your one hit point left? That would suck.
Everyone fails.
Yeah.
Nice. Zombies don't have good dexterities.
5, 10, 15. Can I get all four of them? Or just I can get all four of them.
If you get all four, you'll catch Frigg if you get all four of them.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can get the three of them that are this side of Frigg. You can get the zombie one, zombie four, zombie two, and skeleton one.
Those three. Right.
Okay,
there.
So I'm just missing two. Okay. Seven.
So, skeleton one takes seven. It falls down into a pile of dust and bones.
Woohoo!
And then the two zombies take seven each. They're both looking pretty good. For, you know, things that have been dead for 100 years and recently come back.
So, this skeleton gone?
Yep, that skeleton's gone. Pick up. Ward it off. Alright, what's up, Punchy?
I'm gonna kill that skeleton that's in front of me.
Alright. All three bolts there?
What's up?
All three bolts? Three bolts there?
Yeah.
Alright, rolling the tank. What are you attacking with?
I think I wanna do the maul.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Skeletons are actually vulnerable to bludgeoning damage, so it's extra effective. That hits.
16.
Yeah.
Let me say 2d6. No, wait. What am I doing?
Yep.
Yeah. 2, 1, +3, so 6.
So 12, so let's get doubled to 12 points of damage. All two boats is a pile of dust now. He is, your maul just swings down from the top and it powders the skull and the rib cage and everything else.
Nice.
Alright, would you like to do anything else? You could move if you'd like.
I think I would like to move closer to where the
city.
Son and father are getting attacked.
Oh.
I'm trying.
Are you 25 or 30? What's your...
30.
Okay.
And that's... She can't move into the gazebo.
Oh. Never mind. You're there?
You can get right... She can get next to the father.
Okay.
Right there.
May I suggest that the next turn, instead of attacking the zombie, just pick up the baker and, like, move him out of the way?
That's actually, the lady's probably the soonest to die.
Christina.
Sure. What's up, Frigg?
How many times can I lay hands on myself? Does that count as a spell slot?
I believe you have a pool of points that you get per day, or per long rest. Let me look.
You have a pool of healing power that replenishes when you take a long rest. With that pool, you can restore a total number of hit points equal to your paladin level times 5. But it doesn't say how big this pool is.
So your paladin level is 2, so times 5 is 10, so you've already used all 10 earlier today. Because you'd laid on hands yourself for 10 earlier.
Yeah.
So that was your pool of 10 points until you can take a long rest.
Oh, okay. Then I will use one of my expensive ass potions.
But hey,
it's up to you, but I don't know that you'd really need to. You have 2 attacks. You could probably take out both zombies.
She's at 1 hit point. That's a gamble.
Not for us.
So, okay. Go ahead and roll your healing.
Which is what?
It's 2d4 plus 2, I believe.
Hey, Caitlin, love, could you bring me some water?
Sure can.
Thanks, sweetie.
Six. Do you have a cup
already?
Eight?
Eight, okay.
Expensive-ass potions aren't very good.
Well, actually, I mean, better than dying.
Yeah. But touching myself does more.
They're not that expensive.
I prefer touching myself, too.
Yeah, but sometimes when you touch yourself, though,
you feel better.
You're just not feeling the magic. And in times like that, you need an aid. Something to get the energy flowing, if
just
you know
help.
What I mean. Mm-hmm. Alright. Now, Scriggan, would you like to move at all? You're currently surrounded by enemies.
Yeah.
Thank you,
beautiful.
Oh,
I will say, though, if you move away from them, you will take a free attack from them, so... FYI.
I'll just stay.
Alright, so you're gonna hang out. Braxis. Oh, I'm sorry, Bush.
There's not a whole lot I can do here.
Maybe get out of your bush.
Blocked. So, yeah. Can I hit 4 at that angle?
The gazebo would be
a little too in the way.
I mean, you could move back a bit and hit it.
Nah, I want to keep my forward momentum.
You hit number 3?
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Then I will do that.
Zombie 3, yeah.
I assumed...
Well, it's the one that's hitting the butcher.
Yeah.
I assumed
Punchy was in the way.
No, you can fire into combat in this system.
Okay.
Does he still look mad?
9 plus 4 is 13 to hit.
He's chilled out so much.
Nice.
Still looks, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Mom.
6. And, I mean, do I add my dexterity bonus to a bow?
Yes.
Okay,
your dexterity and your proficiency.
Then that would be 10.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry. For damage, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Then
so,
not 10.
How
6.
Many? 6 points. To number 3. Sorry.
Look at his face. He's still really mad.
Mm. Shadow Moss.
Yes. That's me.
He's not struggling to escape.
Mm-hmm. He's watching the D&Ds.
Alright, I think I am going to run up to this entangled bastard and hit him with my shillelagh.
Okay. Alright. You get advantage of this attack because it's restrained.
I don't need it because my roll was a 16.
Well, go ahead and roll again. You might roll a critical, so.
No.
Okay.
Alright, so what is my shillelagh? It is 1d8 plus 3. And this one's a d8? No, this one's a d8, right? No,
that's
got
a
10. This is
that's
a d8.
Mm-hmm.
9.
6.
That was a 6 plus 3.
Oh.
I know how to math.
So 9 points to the skeleton 3?
Yes.
Alright, it's bloody. It's about to fall apart. Alright, it's the zombie's turns. Lead zombie attacks the woman who's still beating him with a handbag.
Nice.
She's bloodied now.
Oh no!
Mm-hmm. Zombie 2 is going to reach out and touch somebody.
Touch Faith?
I'm assuming it's Frey.
Reach out and touch Faith!
Hitting. For 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
This is me?
Yep. And then Zombie 4 is going to reach out and touch...
Faith?
I believe that's Altair. Yep. AC 11.
Miss?
Mm-hmm. You're going to use your shield?
I don't have any spells left, so
okay.
I can't.
So you get pummeled for 7 points of damage.
I thought it missed.
Yeah.
11.
14.
Oh, your AC's
14? Yeah.
Oh. All right. It misses. I have your AC as 11 for some reason.
Why is it so high? Like, you're not wearing armor.
Oh, well, how long has it been since we woke up?
That's the end of the day.
Mage armor lasts 8 hours. Has it been more than 8 hours?
Oh,
because I cast it when I wake up and then take a short rest... to get the spell slot back is a thing I can do.
I'd say you're still got it.
Okay.
So.
Cool. I'll take it.
For the next maybe 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Fuck, that's like, what, 100 rounds or something?
Yeah, who knows how many more combats you have, though. Ooh, combats.
Yeah, but you're out of
I do know we have about 2 hours left, so who knows?
So, alright, so that was this. Zombie 3 is...
Is that the one on Punchy?
Yeah, it's...
With the baker and his son.
Got a hold of the baker, though, so he's going to keep pressing it. Hitting... The baker takes another chunk out of the baker. The baker is looking pretty woozy. And, yeah, it's the zombies. So, puts up the skeletons.
The baker has a baby. If he dies, somebody should take that baby.
Skellington 2. That's going to attack Shadow Moss, getting a critical miss. So, it's
Skeleton 2?
Yep.
Is there.
Sorry, that's going to attack...
Noman?
Frigg. Not Frigg.
Me?
You. Noman. Critical misses. I guess the second time he's critically missed, so... His arm falls off.
nice!
Skellington 3. Misses. Shadow Moss.
Is it still entangled?
It's, natural 20 that's entanglement, so it's...
Okay, so it's free.
Yep, so you can go ahead and drop your spell. Noman, you're up.
Alright. Alright, I think I will go attack number 2.
Okay.
That seems the most reasonable.
The skeleton or the zombie?
The skeleton.
Okay.
You must love these big ones.
Ah, sweet.
That's a miss.
Yeah.
You gonna punch it?
Yes, I'll attempt to punch it.
Okay.
This time. 15.
That hits?
Okay. Unarmed is d4 plus 3. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If it falls off the table, just re-roll it.
3 plus 2.
So 5.
Oh, sorry, 3 plus 3. 6.
Six. So that skeleton collapses into a pile of dust, unable to withstand the bevy of your fists.
Cool.
Punch it to death.
Perfect.
Altair.
Guy goes away.
Which one looks healthiest?
Oh, wait, I can move as well, right?
Young lady.
So.
I can move as well. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, because
it has zombie leader looks healthiest.
Fireball.
To the gazebo.
Fireball.
I can hit this person, right?
Burn the gazebo.
Next round?
Next round, yeah. In front of you, the two zombies in front of you, neither of them are bloodied. They both look about the same.
Oh, but they're both in front of me? Mm-hmm. I've never used this spell before.
Interesting. I like where this is going.
It's a cantrip, so it's not anything bad.
After Altair will be Punchy, and then Frigg, and then Braxis.
Are they within 5 feet of each other?
Yes.
Yay! They both have to succeed on a dex save, and I will cast Acid Splash.
Were out of spell slots.
That's a cantrip.
That's a cantrip.
Let's see.
Seems like it would be.
The best one got a 12.
My spell save DC is 12.
So it succeeds.
So does it take half damage?
For Acid Splash, I believe so.
Okay. 4.
So zombie 4 takes 4. Zombie 2 takes 2.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Need some levels.
Punchy?
We need some levels.
Are you going to move at all, Altair?
I can't without, No.
Punchy.
So I can move and I can have an action.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to throw somebody, does that count as a move?
That'd be your action.
So I would move after it. Mm-hmm. I could move.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to throw the baker and his son at Braxis to catch.
Alright, roll me a strength check versus the zombie strength.
I'm guessing this baker is bigger than Braxis.
Right, but she doesn't care. And she gives 0 fucks.
Plus my strength.
Mm-hmm.
3.
I'd say add your proficiency to this as well.
11.
Alright. The zombie got a 9. So you grab the bitcher, rip him from the zombie's grasp, and throw him back into Braxis. Braxis, roll me a dexterity save.
That would be sad.
All right, well, the good news is that you managed to prevent the butcher and the son from, like, tumbling to the ground. The bad news is you had to use your body to do it, so you're both lying on the ground. And did you want to move in front of the, like, more in front of the zombie? Or?
Yeah,
I'm
trying to put him on the
Punchy's
a little bit.
So Punchy heroically flings a man and this child away from the zombie and steps up to fight it herself. Frigg.
Basically, I've just been a punching bag.
You've been, hey, think of all the hits. Out, think like, of all the hits that your chosen one hasn't taken because you've taken them upon yourself.
Oh yeah,
that's,
I mean,
the purpose
to
of
be
a
fair,
tank.
I couldn't. Yeah, your purpose is to take all the hits because I couldn't take them.
I'm your human shield.
I mean, you made yourself my human shield.
Yeah, I know. So I've got 4 hit points. Do I just chug another healing potion, or do I just go for blood?
Chug another healing potion because gems just fell from the sky.
So we
yeah,
could probably
but
buy
their
more.
Value is what? The whole town has.
We're not
going to
be in
Dude.
This town forever.
But are we going to have the? Are we going to be able to replenish potions before we're in another fight where I take all the hits again?
I would worry about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't die now because
yeah.
guess
we'll
what?
Punchy
we cannot
tip of the
revive
spear
you.
Next time.
We cannot right. bring you back.
All right. I will write it down this time. What the hell am I doing with the potions?
You get back 2d4 plus 2 damage.
2d4 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. 1.
Nice.
5. Wait, and then I just add 2, so 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, didn't you just roll 7?
I rolled 2D4. That 3 times.
She got a 1 and a 4.
A 1
oh.
and a 4. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
I am less near death.
Okay. Braxis, followed by Shadow Moss.
I will stand.
Right.
Do I get a? Is that my action or
no?
Do
it's
I get
like
an attack. Okay. Then I think I can backstab the one that Punchy's engaged.
Yes, you can.
With, and I will do that.
Okay.
9.
The hit.
Yeah.
Hits.
Ooh.
Nice.
They're zombies.
Zombies are not fast.
4, 8.
What time is pizza going to be here?
Approximately 5.
14 damage.
The zombie 3?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 14. It falls over. Hold up a sec. So 14. And then it gets back up. The dead rise and rise again. All right. Mm-hmm.
As much as funny?
No, I'm not afraid of them. Okay,
I got you. All right. I have a question.
Yes.
What are my stats for my wolf form? How do I determine
you
that?
You have the player's handbook?
I want to write them down because Braxis here thinks it would be hilarious if I went into doggy form and then shook the skeleton apart with them because it's bones.
Nice!
For just chilling.
Braxis is not the
just
only one
use it from
who
the book
finds
for now
delight
write it down
in
it. Between.
Okay. Alrighty. I... Plus 4 to hit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a become a wolfie.
I like to imagine you bite the bone yourself and then turn into the wolf.
Just the gnome goes, and the
I
wolf form
really
takes over.
I think that he called that.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. A 7 plus 4 to hit, 11
and
plus...
And add your proficiency bonus.
So 13.
Hits.
Yay! It says 7 2d4 plus 2 piercing damage. So does that mean it's 2d4 plus 2 or
yeah.
is it 7? Okay. I was confused by this, but that's okay. So 2... Plus two, 6 points of piercing damage.
You grab it by its one of its ribs, and you just shake it. And as you're shaking it, the entire skeleton just flies apart,
nice.
Leaving you with just a big rib bone in your mouth.
Yum. Do these flying bones hurt anybody?
No. One of them does bounce harmlessly off of your face, but your helmet, rather.
So one more down.
Alright, now it's time for the zombies. The leader zombie
Did that one that just got shaken apart get taken off?
Yeah, we could shake it off. Three. Piece of number three. Mm-hmm. All right, so it attacks the woman. The woman goes unconscious. Starts eating her. Zombie two. That's the one. It's going to swipe at Noman. AC 11, I think, misses you.
Yeah.
Zombie 4 is going to attack Altair.
Ready.
AC 12.
Miss. Unless you said I had 10 minutes left, right?
Yeah, you're good. So. And Zombie 4 is going to attack Punchy. AC 15.
I have 15, so that's a hit.
That's
right?
A hit, yes. So, you get. It comes in at you for 2 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Slams into you. Groans and shakes. So Noman.
When you tell us the type of damage we're taking, are we supposed to do something with that information?
Okay. So Punchy, whenever. If she's raging. She takes half damage from bludgeoning and piercing and slashing.
Okay,
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, are people bitten by zombies in danger of becoming zombies in this world? Oh.
No. Mercifully.
Legitimate question.
Great question.
She's below zero now, right?
The woman?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was
she dead?
Not yet, but he is working on it.
Yeah, I was wondering if I should just shoot her if she's going to
become a zombie. good thought, but no.
All right. Okay, in that case, I'll attack this zombie with my crossbow.
Okay.
And I can move after that and before my unarmed action, right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'd say move like one just closer to you.
Actually, I'll move just like here. Right. Yeah.
All right, but when you move away from the other zombies, they'll get a free attack on you.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll get a free attack.
Whatever. So I want to get like here so that I can punch him later.
Okay. Well, if you're taking the attack, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go there. So, right,
so
short. I haven't.
Okay. AC 13 misses you.
Yeah.
Okay. So both the attacks miss.
All right. So I'm going to use the crossbow and then the unarmed action.
Okay.
12 plus 5.
Hits.
Okay. That's a D8.
I
think that's that one. 4.
All right, so 4 points is zombie one.
And then
hits.
13 plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a D4 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 2 plus 3, 5.
All right, the zombie is blood eater.
Hmm.
It's you know, cut open some maggots and guts.
It's gloopy.
Altair. And then it'll be punchy and free.
Acid splash again. All
right.
Dex save? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
1 and a 5, so.
4.
Alright. Zombies 2 and 4 both take 4 points of damage.
Is this doing anything to them at all?
No, yeah, they're looking progressively hurt. Punchy?
To kill zombies, do you have to cut their heads off?
Not necessarily. You just have to destroy them.
Okay. Well, I want to cut the one's head off.
Okay, that's a good plan.
I mean, the question
do it anyway.
Was pointed.
With my...
have to.
Let's see what you did
want
there.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. I
want
that.
To, but, like, yeah.
Right.
With the great sword.
All right, so you, with one hand you pull back sword. The maul, with the other hand you whip out your great sword. Mm-hmm. Roll me an attack.
6 plus 5. So 11.
That hits.
And then 2d6.
Mm-hmm.
6 plus 4 is 10 plus 3. So 13.
Alright, so you... With one fell swoop, you lop the zombie's head off and it falls over dead.
Yeah!
Did she splash me with zombie guts? I was right next to it.
Oh, yeah, you probably got a bit of entrail on you. Gross.
You probably should have kept your mouth closed on
that.
Alright, puts up Friggy.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Both the ones in front of you should be pretty messed up.
Mm.
I have a thing. Where's the thing? Divine Smite.
Mm-hmm.
When you starting at second level, when you hit a creature with a melee weapon, you can expend one paladin spell slot to deal radiant damage to the target in addition to the weapon's damage.
Awesome.
Okay, so I'm gonna access.
All the strangers that I met don't know anything about D&D, so I have to document it.
So roll the deck?
Yeah.
Go, Frick, go!
9.
Hits!
Nice! Okay.
Zombie is hit.
What's the next one?
Okay, so I roll my usual damage,
mm-hmm.
and then I add the extra 2d8.
Yep.
Okay. And am I doing. I can do both axes, right?
This is one axe at a time, so this
one,
is.
Okay.
First axe.
Okay, so first it's 3 plus 4. Okay, so that's 7. And then I roll.
You need some d8s.
Want some more?
So that's plus 4 is 11.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 6 is 17.
This is a zombie 2?
Yes.
And is that extra damage radiant?
Are you doing Divine Smite?
Yes.
It is.
Cool.
I just read it. It's definitely radiant.
Alright, so you pick up your hand axe, kind of grasp your holy symbol. Well, pick up your hand axe, think about Lilith really hard for a second. It glows with a slightly purplish energy as you swing into the zombie. The radiant damage searing its flesh, and it falls over dead immediately.
Nice.
No chance of getting back up.
I'm pretty pissed off, so.
Is that going to do?
Yep.
Yes.
You're huffing a little bit. You still got that extra axe, though. You want to swing in for number 4?
I do.
You won't get the Divine Smite for this, I don't think. I think it's just for 1 and a half.
Okay. 5.
Total?
Yeah.
Miss. Doesn't matter.
My damage type. I didn't roll my attack.
Hmm. Okay.
10.
10 hits?
Damage
type? Oh. The damage, I was rolling my damage.
Oh.
I hadn't rolled my attack.
Mm-hmm. So 10 hits?
Okay.
Hello.
Should I roll again or go with the 5?
Roll again.
Okay. But I guess it can't get any worse, can it? 9.
No. 9. All right. 9 points to number 4. It falls over dead.
Ooh.
Yes.
It takes a while to get a swing at his bells.
And then...
Swing.
And it does not get back up, which leaves just the zombie on...
The lady.
The lady. Braxis.
You can cross
around
it.
Yeah. I'm gonna... backstab.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Hits.
Five.
Good boy.
9. 13
total. All right. It falls over dead. And stays dead.
Yes.
Nice.
Let's assume I cut its head off.
You're going to cut its head off, inspired by Punchy, and you... You get most of the way through the neck, but you don't have the upper body strength like she does. So it's still sort of hanging there.
Yank.
And it falls over dead. The woman is currently rolling death saves. So puts up Shadow Moss. The man and his child, by the way, have run at this point.
We don't have any more...
They didn't even thank us?
He shouts one thank you. Thank you! And he grabs his boy and runs. But my boy!
So you don't have to use a healing potion on her. All you have to do is stabilize her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 blocks down, they get eaten by something else.
Okay.
But then it's no longer
to roll, it'd be a medicine check. If you'd like to try to stabilize her with...
Go for it.
Can I do that still in wolf form?
Oh, no.
Just lick the wound for a while.
That sounds unsanitary.
Yeah, I am, because I'm assuming we're out of initiative at this point, not in initiative.
We are in initiative until she stabilizes.
Okay. So, well, I don't want to not be a wolfie because I can only do it once, so I'm just gonna go towards wherever I hear or smell someone in danger.
Or animals.
All around.
Yes.
Let's hope this is the same direction that Altair takes off running.
Noman?
Yeah, you could just keep an eye on me, because I have a...
What can I do to save her?
You can roll a medicine check.
That's
no
a deep idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about your tower. I care about
I have a plus 1 on the medicine.
Critters.
So 10 and a plus 5.
5? 15, that's actually exactly what you needed, so she is stable.
Cool.
All right, now we're out of initiative.
Okay.
See, the woman survives. You're able to stop the bleeding. She comes to a little bit, looks up into your implacable face, and just says, "Thank you, stranger."
Noman's gaining a fan club.
I killed the zombie.
Do you say anything back? Do you say anything back to her, Noman?
No. I think I keep.
So you just drop her.
He just kind of nods and wanders off to the next bit of danger.
All right, so Altair, okay, since you are kind of steering this train,
running
towards
The wizard tower and the destruction surrounding it.
All right. So, what about
Should
the rest of you?
Should we take a short break so you could use some hit die?
Oh.
How bad off are you?
11 out of 17.
We could also just avoid combat. Take alleys and stuff. And we
I
see something, not fight it.
Sure. All right, well, why don't we go... We'll just pause for a sec, yeah.
Okay.
Bathroom break.
Bathroom break. We're back. Back again. Tell a friend. Alright, so you're running towards the source of all this magical mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you're running, people are getting thicker. You see guards?
Just the way I like them.
I have a good side. I'm
distant. Off down one of the streets in the distance, away from where you're running, you see some guards fighting what looks to be some sort of weird squid creature that fell from the sky.
Looks like they've got it handled.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's squid. It's on dry ground. How bad can it be?
Exactly.
One of the guards is up in the air.
I'll run towards the squid creature and try to bite it.
Alright. You run towards the squid creature and try to bite it. You're running towards the source, and you get to the epicenter of it all. You feel a strong magical presence.
Do I sense evil?
Is it fiend slash jewel? You detect none of those.
Okay.
There does appear to be on the other side of the this. So right now it's just sort of almost like a magical torch, just this magical energy just shooting into the air. All these random from the 8 schools of magic just shooting out of it. You see in the air, you see what looks to be a fire elemental and an air elemental like engaged in combat.
Wow.
And you are standing in front of this giant magical light, flame. What do you do?
Are we by ourselves?
There's people all around running about. Some people are feebly attempting to throw water onto it. The water doesn't seem to be doing much.
Does anyone look official?
Hmm. And then roll me a perception check.
12. Plus. Mm-hmm. 3, so 15.
You see some people that look like they should be official, but they're just as chaotic as everyone else. There's a couple people that are trying to marshal the chaos, but...
Is there anyone from the Wizard's Tower alive?
Roll me perception check.
13.
You don't see anybody you know.
No one in wizard's robes or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Alright,
Do I see anybody who looks like a wizard? 15? No, I don't have any perception. So, just 13.
You see one wizard, but they're your savior, so.
Okay.
But yeah, so anyways, you look at, as you kind of see into the fire, though, you realize the entire wizard tower is vaporized. You can even see into the cellar that used to be there a little bit, where the fire is coming from. It's just.
Noman?
It's just gone. Mm-hmm. Yes, Noman?
Do I see anyone who's calm? Not ruffled at all.
You find a mirror somewhere?
Well played.
Only a perception check.
No, 2.
No, it's just chaos.
2 plus 5, 7.
Yeah. It's just chaos. Mm.
Is there one of those the troughs that horses drink out of nearby?
Yeah.
I want to... clean myself because of all the damn zombie goodness.
It might be full of gems too.
At this point, it's been about 10 minutes since the gem storm, and all the gems disappear.
Yeah, including my fist-sized diamond.
Including your fist-sized diamond.
Aww. I kind of expected that, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
too bad.
It was an illusion magic. Still hurt like it was real, though, damn it.
So is there any imminent threat around us?
There's a giant squid monster.
That's some like a couple blocks back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving this vicinity. Like, is there anything in this exact vicinity?
There's a fire and an air elemental fighting in the air above you.
That's good.
They got it handled.
So other than visiting your tower, why are we in Lorenkar?
We're on our way.
Because we were on our way to the Blight.
Yeah, this is just the quickest way through.
So this has been 15, 20 minutes since this has happened?
It's like 20-ish, yeah.
Why isn't the town deserted already, or why isn't everyone already at the edges of the town?
People are pulling each other out of buildings that have collapsed. People are... there's people that are trying to find their loved ones. There's people that are trying to leave town but are getting hampered by, you know, squid tentacles coming from the sky or magical portals to other realms. Or
some buildings are probably on fire.
There's buildings on fire. There are some people, who are definitely fleeing the town. There's definitely a good stream of those folks. At this point, I need everybody to make me... roll me a percentile check.
Oh.
A what check again?
So
I need you to roll your two 10-sided dice, the one with the double digits and the one with the single digits.
91.
80.
So that's 80.
92.
8. 88.
Isn't a 0 a 10 in this concept? Well, so 90. It would be 90.
Yeah, that's
what he
said.
I said 80. 80. I assumed it was just 8 and...
It's
90,
right?
So,
is this 0 anything but a 0?
Nope, it's, you got 6.
Yeah.
What'd you get, Alicia?
Wait, now I'm confused. I have an 80 and a 7.
87.
87. Okay. Yeah.
I have an 88.
88.
92.
90.
91.
6. Wow, it was rolled harsh.
Wait, we all rolled badly?
Well, not Punchy.
We all got like over 80 except for Punchy.
I thought the 6 higher was better.
Not this time.
This isn't The Price is Right.
Just depends.
Give me just a second here.
Might be I have a 92% chance of getting hit with something.
A huge blast of enchantment magic shoots out from the pit right next to you guys, soaring through you.
Are you farther away?
Yep, it hits the people and the squid monster.
Okay.
Whipping through the crowd.
Okay. And do what happens with our enchantment magic?
You're about to find out.
Okay.
Also, you've managed to take a bite of the tentacle creature. The person who was being dangled in the air sliced the tentacle that was holding him and fell to the ground and knocked himself out. but it looks like you guys have this weird creature on the ropes.
You could drag him out.
All right. So you need 5 curses and 1 boon.
Nice.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Look at that cat. That cat was so scared.
I've already tipped.
They know your cats?
The text. You can read it.
From out.
She's right there at the window.
Oh, okay. Oh my god, there's so many
cats. Yay!
Alright, so you're going to get this boon.
Yeah. Life is good for punching.
You get this one. This is our secret. These are only for yourselves. Alicia.
Sorry, this works. I'm bad.
Sarah. And if yours has an exclamation part at the bottom, you get inspiration.
If it has an exclamation point?
Yes.
So mine doesn't, right?
This is delightful.
Does that mean anything?
That's enchantment magic.
Oh, okay.
This is in character, right?
This is in character. Each of you have been affected by a spell from 1st to 9th level.
This totally responds to what I said in the car yesterday.
actually, I had that one planned a little while beforehand, but... if you would have rolled low, it would have been something different completely, so, you know.
This one is so delightful, and I feel like fits with me as a human as well.
There is a boon and a curse for each of you.
This is weird that it's a curse, too.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so, game on. Each of you just gets hit by this sudden wave of enchantment energy.
Will this change my form?
Yes.
Alright.
So, we'll start with you. You're fighting the squid monster.
I suddenly drop from where I was attached with teeth and trance deep inside the squid. Go limp and turn back into a gnome, teeth still less grasping and the tentacle. I am unconscious.
I begin to dance horribly. I'm just doing spins and tumbling and flips and...
When you say it horribly, do you mean you're doing it badly or you look like you're unhappy that you're doing
it? Well, I decided to check and I did... I'm a horrible dancer.
But joyful?
Yes. Joyful, but...
You're dancing like no one's watching.
Yeah.
Like no man's watching.
Hey.
No!
Look at his face!
That's a good thing, though, at least. I'm enjoying myself.
With lots of leaps and flourishes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Punchy?
I think I'm going to attack the tentacle thing.
All right, so you run towards the...
Yeah.
That's it?
Because you don't know what happens. Shadow Moss just suddenly dropped unconscious.
Well, Braxton starts dancing and Punchy's just like, I'm out of here.
I'm out.
Well, I mean, I'm not really concerned about anything. I'm just going to go fucking take care of business.
All right.
What about you?
Spirit of dance has not moved you.
I don't carry any. Do I carry a staff?
Yeah.
I have my rapier. I think I had it out, and so I drop it on the floor and just point at where the magic is going up, and I just laugh.
Between tears.
Yeah. Yep.
Noman?
I cry out that I miss my parents, and I wish I could meet them again.
Oh! No man has feelings.
And Frick?
Am I aware that this is related to that last?
No, this is your...
Am I aware that I have two sets?
No, it's just it's just exactly as you remember it, which is the false.
I don't know what to do because you're having a thing, he's having a thing, this is a thing...
The curse is all about you. You have to respond to the curse first.
I know. But this, I mean, these are things that are important to Frigg.
Probably mostly her weird laughing.
I think I'm just gonna, like, pat Noman on the shoulder.
Okay.
Rub it back a bit and just stand there. Kind of alarmed. Are you okay? Altair?
Praxis meanwhile dances.
You know what the best thing is?
Spinning around.
I'm stressed enough,
everybody.
I could probably work up some tears for this.
Noman, Frigg is rubbing your back an awkwardly long amount of time at this point.
I think I stand up and walk about.
How long has it been?
It's been like 30 seconds.
Any ideas on what to do with
Punchy, roll me an attack.
Five.
So meanwhile, Punchy is like, has now been entangled by the octopus creature, is in the air, swinging her axe wildly.
Do I see this happen?
It's down the street and around the corner.
Okay, no, I don't see this happen.
Okay, so the person who is leading this mission is gone. Loopy. I don't see anyone immediately in need of help, like a civilian.
I mean, there's people entrapped in houses, there's fires, there's a squid creature that Punchy's entangled with.
I'm gonna pray for guidance.
Alright. Is that a spell or an ability or...
I'm just praying.
All right.
Because I'm a paladin. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
All right, you start praying.
You have the book.
Okay. All right. The laughter and the dancing wear off.
Can spending an inspiration point give me anything?
From your gun?
For helping praying?
No, but go to roll me a religion check.
Five. Also, I had an inspiration point. Can I replenish the one I just spent now, or did I spend it or not?
If you want to spend your first, I'll let you spend the previous inspiration point you had, then
okay.
Reroll it. You need to still have that one. Because okay. You got the nastiest of the curses. You got the ninth level one.
Oh, wow.
15 then?
So plus your religion skill if you have?
Yeah, I don't got nothing.
You don't have anything on your.
I have history. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's also, let's.
My intelligence is zero. My
why don't we just pause for a second and we can go get pizza?
I love marshmallows.
All right, so Caitlin is a heathen and we're back. Again, from our pizza break.
Yay!
All right, you guys are standing next to this giant magical inferno that's. Roll me a perception check.
That's a minute past.
20!
Yes.
2 okay. plus 5 7.
Okay.
Finally.
If you got a 15 or higher, looking at the inferno, you realize it is the magic. It is winding itself down.
And there's no one in it.
No.
All right. Well, I turn around. Is there anyone directly near me that needs help?
You're still laughing?
I think...
No,
minutes passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, plenty of people. I would like to assist. There's people that are trapped in buildings. There's fires that are in buildings. There's a squid creature that Punchy is fighting.
Sorry, chocolate.
There are people looting, you think? You get the idea that some people are taking advantage of the chaos, too?
Oh, let's kill them.
You just want all their shit.
Is the squid the biggest threat, or is it the fires?
It's the largest by size.
Are there people dying in buildings?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. I'll head to the nearest building and help people get out. If I see looters, mm-hmm. I will grab them and intimidate the fuck out of them, because I am pissed off.
Okay, so you're doing that. So we're going to be out of combat, out of initiative for a bit. So we're just going to go around and each say how we're helping or not, or whatever you're doing. So you're
helping or hiding.
Helping or hiding. What are you doing? For?
Is there anybody that's trapped under something heavy looking? Because
yeah.
I am strong like gold.
All right,
I'm going to work on freeing people who are trapped under things.
Okay, Norman?
Are there taller buildings? Because I think I'm dexterous. I'll find.
There's not a lot of tall buildings here. It's So I guess I should describe the settlement a bit. So you're in the middle of the woods. It's got a large wooden wall around it. It's densely populated, but it's not, buildings are pretty close together, but they're not, very tall. It's
right.
it's a city, but very on the smaller side of cities.
Like, are most buildings, like, 2 stories, 3 stories?
2 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'll go, punchy with the spread.
Okay.
I'll start shooting crossbows at it.
Punchy. After the squid gets taken care of, what do you think you'll do? Like, find more things to fight, or...
Yeah, I think maybe not fight, but just helping people, mm-hmm. using my strength to like
okay.
lift things off of people. And, yeah.
Okay. Shadow Moss?
I have some bits of herbalism and healing,
mm-hmm.
so I'm probably going to be going into medic kind of mode,
mm-hmm.
and going around stabilizing or
right.
patching shit up.
Rexus?
The city guard at this point, are they kind of engaged in doing stuff?
They're spread thin. Yeah, they're all engaged, but it's very...
I'll try to stop one near us and offer to help them specifically. Like,
okay.
What do you want me to do?
Okay. So, what I'd like each of you to do is, based on what you're doing, pick which skill on your skill sheet you think would most closely tie to that.
Medicine.
Medicine for you. For those of you that are pulling people out of things, athletics would probably be the skill. If you're trying to run into buildings, acrobatics would be a good,
mm-hmm.
good one for you. Praxis.
Maybe survival.
Yeah, survival sounds good. Altair?
I don't know.
So.
I was going to run into buildings, but if it's athletics, that's a terrible idea. I'm going to kill myself. I have negative two.
Acrobatics would be running into buildings. Running into buildings is acrobatics.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea, so I need to do something else.
Something you could do is, like, you could pretty much attempt to, like, identify magical effects and, like, get
neutralize
people out of
them.
Help neutralize them, get people
out
of them.
Okay, that sounds, and then just use Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'll do. That right. Seems like something else to do.
So everybody roll those skills.
13 plus.
I'll come around and get it. You get a 1?
No, not quite.
Alright. So, we'll just go around. We'll go start with you, Punchy. What'd you get?
19.
Alright, so, Punchy, you work hard. And so this is... you guys work into the night, pretty much until morning, when you guys finally start feeling exhaustion. And then you can choose whether or not you want to continue. You manage to pull over a dozen people out of the rubble. People quickly realize your strength and your potential and, like, start pointing you at things. And you're very effective at it. Many people by the end of that evening know who you are. Shadowmoss.
18.
All right. You manage to save many lives of people that have been pulled out of buildings and are, like, bleeding out or need stabilization, or people that have inhaled weird magical smokes. You're able to administer charcoal and various other natural remedies and save several lives.
Total of 20.
20? So you actually, we're working with the guard. They end up tasking you, you end up going around the edge of the perimeter, making sure that the walls are in good spots and helping repair things.
Okay.
Pretty sure you point out weaknesses and they say, oh shit, we didn't see that. And they fix things up. Altair?
8.
Altair, you're a bit distraught. you're not completely ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
You do go around and you point out magical things, but you almost feel powerless because you're, what can you do against that raw magic? And all your friends and family and your home is dead. So you have an evening.
So the people who raised you, do they live here too?
They're all dead.
Oh, they lived in the tower? The humans? Mm-hmm. Okay.
All of them.
Frig?
12.
12? All right, so you're pulling people out of the rubble too. You manage to save like 5 or 6 people that you pull out. You get kind of pointed in different directions, but you find yourself incredibly exhausted by the time morning comes around. Noman?
18.
18? All right, so you manage to run into buildings that are on fire and pull people out. You have several close calls where timbers are falling and you're dipping and diving and ducking and dodging. You're able to save a good 10 or more people. As you do this. Morning comes. None of you have slept. Now you can keep going if you want, but then you will have to roll a constitution save to risk exhaustion. Whenever you're exhausted, you start to get penalties. Let me just pull those up real quick so you have a fully determined or fully informed choice. Oh, and by the morning, the strange, weird, magical effects have stopped shooting out of the crater, but the fire, the magical fire, still rages.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much every hour you work now, you roll a Constitution save. First time you fail, you have disadvantage in your ability checks. The second time, your speed will be halved. The third level, you have disadvantage in your attack rolls and saving throws. Fourth level, you lose half your hit points. Your half point maximum is halved. At 5 points, you can no longer move. Your speed is reduced to 0. And at level six, you die. So. So who would like to press on?
One more.
You said the magical effects have pretty well stopped.
Like the random magic disc being out of it, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to continue.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, to continue, like, helping people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like Punchy has a horse in this race.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say no.
Okay. You've saved enough?
Yep.
All right, so if you are continuing, roll me a constitution save.
I'm just staying up. Like, I'm going to go to the Hassling Village
mm-hmm.
and help start helping them
mm-hmm.
for an hour or so.
Okay.
Because I know there's no more. Oh, natural 20. All
right. If you got a 15 or lower, you take an exhaustion level. Raise your hand if that was you. All right, so Braxis, you have disadvantage on your ability checks. You are getting sluggish, and you realize that you are not as effective as you were.
Oh, I want to... at some point tell Punchy, since she's
mm-hmm.
done, we should find a place where we can put our livestock and maybe plan for crashing at an inn at some point.
I'm all not continuing too,
mm-hmm.
so I think I'm going to team up with Punchy and we
mm-hmm.
can find some place like
yeah.
an abandoned building, an abandoned
mm-hmm.
stable or something
yeah.
where
right.
we can...
roll me an investigate check. Either one of you. Or both of you, that's fine.
Seven.
Oh, shit. I'm not very smart. I have no intelligence and no wisdom.
Punchy also has a negative intelligence.
Uh-oh.
So you guys find what you think to be a abandoned stable that you managed to...
Okay.
Can't wait to find out what it really is.
Yep.
And you guys eat your animals park there and kind of lay out your bedrolls in the hay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so, Noma, did you continue?
Yes, right. I think I will.
And what'd you get on your constitution?
I haven't yet tried.
Okay, well.
19.
Okay, so. All right, so, next hour, who's continuing?
Well, what do I find at the Halfling Village? Do they still need
the Halfling Village has actually been terribly affected compared to everything
mm-hmm.
else. The Halfling Village was sort of built on the wall,
uh-huh.
kind of. It's almost a shanty town.
Uh-huh.
Normally, like it kind of found this small space and then wedged itself in there. And so a lot of its support beams are gone. A lot of it's collapsed. There's a lot of dead halflings and halflings trapped. And
mm-hmm.
You see a man. You recognize him as Luther. He's kind of the leader of this Halfling Village, and he's coordinating the efforts of trying to get halflings pulled out, trying to save what livestock and food and buildings they can.
Okay.
So he puts you to work.
Okay. I carry on.
All right. Roll me constitution saves.
17.
I failed mine.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I get to add to that, too, right? So 19.
Mm-hmm. Braxis, are you continuing?
No,
he is not.
All right. So your speed is halved now. You have two
levels
of exhaustion.
That's it for me.
Norman?
So this was one extra hour on top of...
So this is hour two, yeah.
Yeah. I'll continue. 18.
Yeah, you're fine. Alright, so are you going to head back to the stable?
Yeah.
Alright, so hour three?
Does he need a roll of perception to see if this is actually an abandoned stable?
He's pretty exhausted and you guys are staying there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I failed my second, so probably. I'm on exhaustion level two. Now.
Okay. So your speed is halved? Alright, so are you calling it a day?
Probably, because I probably by now realize that if I attempt to keep going, I'm going to fuck up and hurt someone worse.
Okay. That's just down to you two, hour four.
Oh, there it is. Seven.
Roll. Go ahead and roll review.
One.
Natural one, you take two levels at once. It sort of catches up to you.
Alright.
So you have disadvantage in your ability checks and your speed is half. You realize as you like go to run into another building that like your muscles are burning, you're out of breath, like, you've been breathing a lot of smoke even through your, like, wetened cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you almost get, like, taken out by a timber.
Shit.
Are you going to continue, or?
No, I think not.
Alter?
And I'm done.
Alright,
do you bed down with the halflings, or could you find us?
Yeah, did you guys tell us?
I'm assuming you guys...
We, like, hung underwear or something outside as, like, a signal that
nice.
Only our group would recognize.
We just played
Is anyone I know still alive in the Halfling shanty town?
Anybody you know?
Yeah, like, any of the friends that I had there?
You found a couple dead ones. You do find several that are still alive.
Alright. I'll stay with the halflings.
Okay. Well, there's not really a place to stay there. Their entire village is fucked.
Yeah, no, but they're all, like, moving stuff, right? They've got to sleep, too.
Well, they're not sleeping. They're going back to, like, other people's houses. And...
Yeah.
So you're going to try to find one of them, like... Are you going to approach? None of them are staying in their own houses. They're finding people that aren't halflings to stay with because they don't have homes at this point.
All right.
So what do you would like to?
I'll go where they're at.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just saying you.
Okay.
Would you like to find another friend to stay with, or?
I don't know. I'll go wherever they are.
These folks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So about noon, Altair rolls in, and your compatriots are sound asleep in a abandoned
cuddle puddle
in a stable.
Do I know where they're at? Like, what is this place?
Are we in the mayor's house?
Roll me a perception check.
Okay.
With disadvantage? Because she's
exhausted.
Oh, yeah, because
she's exhausted. That got worse quickly. Five.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
You just fall asleep.
I don't know where I'm
hole.
At.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
When I went back, could I have done the perception check myself?
To see where you are?
Yeah.
This is
my hometown.
This is her
hometown. I know where, when I'm not exhausted, I know where things are.
Right. When you can see straight.
If you wander long enough, eventually you'll find our car.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Lauren car, yeah. So it's kind of a long main road that pulls into it, and then kind of two side roads that come out of the center of town. The center of town has a large temple to Virtus in the center of it. The halfling grotto and the tower are kind of in the northwest corner of town. And you guys are kind of staying off in that direction. So, it's getting near dusk again by the time you guys wake up. Everybody that rested loses one exhaustion level. So if you had two, you still have one, which means you're still at disadvantage on ability checks.
What about my hit points?
You get your hit points back, and if you spend any hit dice, you get half your hit dice back. You spend...
Can I cast Mage Armor and take a short rest?
Sure. Alright, so you're the last to rouse, because you were the last to bed. Friggin' punchy. You wake up in the early evening, late afternoon. Exhausted. The sounds of chaos in the city have died down a bit, but you still hear...
Lots of weeping and wailing.
Lots of sad noises.
Do all our rations require preparation?
No, they're trail rations.
Okay.
And it's also the 12th of silver.
Are we all together and awake?
Yes. Well, no, they're the first two to wake. So, is there anything you guys would like to do before your compatriots wake up?
I feel like we both shouldn't go out at the same time because we need to tell people where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we'll just hang out.
Yeah.
All right,
that's quick.
So you guys hang out, need some rations.
Prime nap.
Frigg and Punchy, what do you guys talk about while you're waiting? Or do you just kind of hang out in silence? So, you know, you guys aren't often alone together.
Yeah,
so.
I'm thinking we talk about like war stories, like things we've smashed. And...
I don't know. I think I would start out with, "Do you have any idea what that was?"
Oh,
yeah. I don't know because like that's just like that was fucked.
Yeah, I think it was magical that the cats didn't bomb rush the door. Now back home.
That was weird.
Yeah, that's all I kind of know is that was fucked. And did you see there were zombies?
Yes.
Like
fought zombies.
Like, they were dead once, and then they came back. That's not supposed to happen.
No, it's not.
They're supposed to stop. That's why they're dead.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. I heard about it. And I don't know. I don't know what Altair is going to do, because this was her home.
Yeah, that's sad.
So, got any war stories?
Sure do.
And then any war stories I tell, Noman is somehow in most of them.
We haven't met before, have we?
No.
She's just making shit up.
Either that, or she doesn't have a lot of war stories.
It's all just that we went together. So she's like, there's this one time I was jumped by a bunch of bandits on the way out of town.
There's another time we were in the sewers and Noman was there eating street meat.
And then we fought a manticore.
And then we fought some zombies.
Yeah.
And then we went to bed.
That's
cute. Pajamas and went to bed.
Oh, so you do see him, by the way, sleeping kind of near you in the...
Yeah, he looks like he's in one piece, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, the rest of you begin to rouse. You rouse to the sounds of war stories being traded between Frigg and Punchy. Frigg's kind of in a lower voice, Punchy, excited and animated. full of onomatopoeia and...
Boom, bang, pizzow!
Slort. Is more of a
scrunch.
Scrunch. So it is late in the day on the 12th of Sylvan. What do you guys do?
I assume that I wake ravenous, mm-hmm. and not really wanting to eat rations. So I am going to follow my nose and see if there is anyone who is making good cookie smells up here in this town.
Not a lot of good cooking smells happening right now, unfortunately.
Some bad cooking.
Well, every time you smell, like, cooked meat, it turns out that it's dead
it's
people.
Oh!
you do find, though, that at the back of the stable there is a door.
Yeah. Mm. I'm gonna poke in the back of the stable, because I don't like sleeping with access to my unprotected back. Hmm. So I'm gonna poke my head in and see what's back there.
You hear it's a large stone hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear the sounds of what maybe is chanting.
Do you report back?
No, I think I'm gonna go sneak forward and see what else I can see.
Punchy
seems to be very interested in recanting her war stories, and
yes.
I don't want to interrupt her.
You can take your bat form, right?
I'm a wolf form. I'm going to eventually have some sort of flying animal companion.
No, Altair has a bat.
Has a bat.
I'm
okay.
The bat.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you peek in. so you're in a stone hallway, and at the end of it, you see a door with some light coming from under it. It seems to be where the chanting is coming from.
Okay. I am going to go forward, and I have minor illusion cantrips,
mm-hmm.
such that as gnomes, apparently we have the racial ability to hide very well,
mm-hmm.
but I'm gonna try to slip open the door.
Roll me a stealth check. I know, you have to break your power of dice.
That is a 7. Plus, is it
dexterity?
9.
Right. So you sneak forward, open the door, and as it opens, you're nearly blinded by the bright daylight that's coming from within this room. As your eyes adjust, you realize this is a Solarian temple.
Solari's one of the nice ones, right?
The building is full of refugees and clerics administering into it. Acolytes are chanting as they prayers to their god as they tend to the wounded.
Okay. I'm going to wander back to my companions and tell them that we appear to have... Hey, guys, it looks like we went into a Solarian temple, so maybe we should, like, move the animals out before they start pooping on the floor worse.
Well, you're, like, the Solarian temple has mini stables, and you're in one of them.
Oh, okay.
They probably wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I mean, we did a lot of good yesterday. Yeah. So I'm just going to be like, hey, guys, we appear to be in the Solarian temple, and all the refugees seem to be, like... And there, so do we want to go see whether they have food or if we need to help out a little bit more?
Am I awake now?
You're awake.
Okay.
This rouses you finally.
Okay. This was amazing. Unfortunately, all I have is decaf, and it's the biggest tragedy to mankind ever. Mm. It's terrible. Mm. I think I get up.
I'm looking at you very concernedly.
Yeah. I recognize where we're at in the Solari stables.
After she mentions it, you kind of piece it together.
Yeah, I realize. Well, I guess I'll see you guys back here tonight.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go help.
Do you want some help?
If you wanna.
We could just leave. Like, we have a mission.
I look at you, up and down, and I turn around and walk away.
Alright, it is night, by the way. It is dusk.
That's alright. They're going to continue, like, rescuing people all day and all night, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, another day of helping, same thing you guys were doing before, I'm guessing, or do you want to change it up? We'll start with you, Altair, what are you doing?
I'll help until everyone pretty well goes to sleep, so what, 5 or 6 hours?
Sure.
Until midnight or so?
Yeah.
Then I'll go back to sleep and get up and do the same thing again tomorrow.
Okay.
I follow her out the door before we go, I turn around and say, Noman, I'm going with Altair.
Mm-hmm.
And then follow her.
Okay.
And help all night.
I am going to go investigate, and if no one has started a big pot of nourishing soup, I'm going to go wander off into the forest and find ingredients and then start cooking, because what we all need right now is a good hot meal.
I love it. Praxis?
I'm going to talk to Noman. So, do you think this town has a temple, like, for, like, another monk temple? And if so, we could go check that out.
You mean, like, a monastery?
Yeah. Well, monastery implies religion. His his monks
not
aren't necessarily religious.
Monastery, yeah. Monastery is just the word.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's not religious. I have trouble with that.
But, yeah, we could go find it and then help out as a group.
That is a good idea. But I don't know if this town has...
Actually, you know for sure this one does not.
Okay. Do they have, as far as I know, a Thieves Guild branch?
Yes.
They're probably not helping much.
they're doing stuff. They got stuff to do.
I ask Braxis the question. When you were putting in all those gems, did you remove stuff from the loot camp? Well,
it all disappeared.
So. No. Did you remove existing stuff?
Oh, no.
Good.
I wouldn't do that.
So, if I remember, it had casks of whiskey, ale, and food stuff. Maybe we can grab some of that food stuff. Either eat
it
or...
That's our food.
Well, let's eat it then, because I'm starving.
It was rations for, like, 30 days or something for a large amount of people, so it would be...
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
So you
if you guys want to be cook
soup.
Helps, yeah,
mm-hmm.
we can make a big meal for everybody.
Praxis is very strange, because you're like, helping, but you don't want to, but...
He's trying to build up goodwill so that he can...
he's
getting,
really doesn't
building
help.
Up favors that he can call in at a future date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, when there's no obvious self-serving thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of at a loss. I'm like, well, I guess I'll help.
Yeah. Okay, so
I do have one question. I want to go back to the tower. Is it still burning?
Yeah.
I'm just going to kind of...
Have the buckets helped at all?
Do I find any wizards at all? Do I hear any rumors about anyone who wasn't there?
Not yet, no. You do hear rumors about the person who caused it.
What do you hear about
Tell
the
me
person
the rumor.
Who caused it?
You hear that it was some outsider from New Haven, a half-elf sorceress.
Sound like a monster.
They do.
Killed so many people.
Mm-hmm. Several eyewitnesses saw her walking out of the temple right before it exploded.
Should we make it our mission to go kill this evil sorcerer?
Since I followed her around, my follow-up question is, does anybody know where she is or what direction she went?
They said they lost track of her after the explosion because everything kind of went chaotic at that point.
Yeah, everything went nutty.
One of the other persons says, she had this evil smile on her face right before it happened, too. Like, she knew what was going to happen and what was going to cause.
Didn't she loudly announce her name as well? I feel like she loudly announced her name.
If you press into it, they say, they think her name was Narasana.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It physically hurts, guys. The crossing of the stream.
So, Punchy, what are you doing?
Don't worry, we'll get revenge if we ever come across her.
Mm-hmm.
Shit happened, there's no immediate danger, we've got some shit to do in the Bladed Forest, and, you know, I lost my home, and I didn't dwell on it, I took 15 minutes, and I kept going, and so I think that that's what we need to do, so I'm just getting a little annoyed at everyone's desire to do stuff. There's nothing we can do here. We're not going to be very helpful.
I'm with you, Punchy. So, we should head to the Blight.
Is this like our dinner conversation when we come back at midnight to Shadow?
Well, this is, I think, as
well. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm tired and hungry and angry, and I'm starting to tell everybody what's what.
Right. So I hear this conversation?
Oh yeah, you do. I'm talking directly to you, and I'm like, look. It sucks. It really sucks. But you're not going to do anything. Everybody's dead. Move on.
I hate to say it, but she's sort of kind of a little bit right. Because we do have this blight, and there's...
What? This fabled prophecy that you don't know anything about? The blight that's already there? Meanwhile, people that I grew up with are dying. Their homes are destroyed.
Correction, they're dead. And unless they're zombies, they're not coming back.
Well, you know what? I'm not here for the people who were already dead. So. I'm going to help the people who are still alive.
I hate
so. So, I'll see you guys later. And I go,
This is midnight, so.
Go sleep somewhere else. I'll go into the Solari Temple and ask for refuge there.
Sure.
I sigh resignedly and tell Noman I got a follower, and then I go follow Alter.
I hear you coming out, and I turn around. I'm not a child. You don't need to babysit me. I am, in fact, an adult. I will be here until I'm satisfied that things are settled. This is my home.
I'm here to help.
Okay. And I go into the sanctuary.
I just kind of trail after you.
Cranky.
Everybody else at the fire. So I'm assuming you all spent your time helping or not throughout the day.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because everyone is definitely dead, but...
Is this after they've gone back to play?
I feel like maybe you need to remember that other people are, softer and squishier than you.
They need to toughen up.
Yeah, but you can't make them tough immediately. Just be, a little bit patient.
We don't have time for patience. Let's weed out the people that can't make it. We've got bigger things up ahead.
that's fair, but I do think
you would get inspiration for this if you didn't.
I do think it might be a good idea to, have some people who can, take some pretty hard knocks and cast fire and stuff. You and I were getting along great before, but we also weren't going up against, legendary monster blight demon things. So, we could definitely take on, a basilisk or something, but I don't know about a blight just by ourselves. That's all I'm saying. Just think about it. I'm gonna go make some cookies.
So I'm gonna mention to Punchy, you know, it's possible that some of these storefronts that were near the explosion are like their owners are dead. So that means like their stuff.
Yeah.
We could just go looking for stuff.
I'm cool with that. They're dead. Like they don't need it anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not looting if they're dead.
Exactly. We're just
we'll get to this in a moment.
We're repurposing.
Norman, right. what do you
I think I've been...
You're privy to all of this.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there completely unnoticed.
I've grabbed some of the foodstuffs, and I think I'm making a stew out of it, and I'm just sipping a little bit of it.
Well,
watching.
She had made it. Shadow also made a stew.
Right? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll take some of it to the people in the Solarium temple and meet.
Thank you for your generosity. And distribute the soup amongst. So, Punchy and Braxis. This has been a much better idea the night before.
Feels like a great.
Well, we were helping then. Yeah. Now it's
all right. Roll me. Who wants to take the point on this?
I guess I will.
Right, I was going to say, how is that even a question? She punches things.
I don't. What am I rolling?
Investigate. Alright, so you pass by several shops that you notice are boarded up.
How'd they get boards on them if the people are dead?
Well, these are clearly the ones that have people that are still alive.
Don't look in those.
You pass a shop called the Truvian Antiques, which is still... Oh, actually, sorry, that's the wrong side of town. This is it. You pass the Royal Bank of Carthel, which is actually guarded. There's a... attention of royal guards standing out in front of it. Pass by an art shop that isn't it's not boarded up and there's nobody inside of it.
Do you like art?
Do I like art?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's no.
Well, I mean, maybe it's possible they've got some pretty gilded armor or weapons, but probably not.
Do you want to poke? Do you want to spend a moment poking around in it, or are you just going to pass by?
Let's keep it.
Yeah. Let's see. You pass by a blacksmith shop, though there's clearly some blacksmiths in it.
Do we need to actually shop for anything? Can you think of anything we still need, like? Still got lots of arrows.
Well, if we're giving away all of our food to those people in the temple, we should probably get some more.
Good to know. Blacksmith wouldn't have food, though.
No.
You do find a general store that is... the windows are smashed, there's nobody in it, and looks like it's been partially looted already.
Well, we didn't start it, so we might as well take advantage of the situation.
Yeah. If there's bad people inside, we can stop them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll investigate that one.
All right, roll me a for investigate check, both of you.
13.
13.
Are you forgetting that you have a -3 intelligence?
So this is a great plan for you.
Oh yeah, it's
my
best.
Intelligence is a 9. So
you're like,
I'm
wearing you too. This is amazing.
You're even dumber than me. Wow.
I'm very wise.
So you guys,
but I'm very strong. I am too.
And I'm quick, super quick.
All right. So you notice that most of the useful things, the food, the water, weapons, have all been cleared out.
You know, dried rations or.
You kind of search around. You pick up a shelf. You find some dried rations under there. You also find kind of like under like a shelf. You find some crossbow bolts. Some horseshoes.
Well, I say we grab the dried stuff just to replenish our stock.
Mm-hmm.
Probably leave the rest.
But yeah, kind of a dud.
It's about what I expect.
But
you never know till you look.
Right. So you You find a couple other shops that have been picked clean, and then many more shops that have been boarded up or have people in them. Do you go into any? Do you limit yourself just to the ones that are open and not obviously not inhabited, or do you?
Well, I mean, the stores should kind of be cheaper because, I mean, who's really coming through? So
they lost their customer base.
Yeah,
it's a buyer's market.
Yeah. Jesus.
All right. So, what kind of store do you want to go to?
They're having fire sales.
I think probably just like a general store, see if we can get some cheap rations. Because they're probably just looking to get out.
Yeah.
And so we can maybe clean them out so that they can leave and have a little bit of money. It's all right.
Plus any sort of treats for the animals.
Yep.
You know, we have a dog and some horses.
All right, so...
Do horses eat treats? Is
yeah,
there
apples.
A horse treat?
Apples.
Carrots.
Yeah. Okay.
This is totally... totally metagaming, but... you may have noticed that Shadow Moss is only throwing rocks, so if you happen to see ranged weapons...
Yeah, there you go.
What can you use? What's your proficiencies?
I mean...
Like a short bow?
That's definitely
is that too big?
You know what, though?
We would have discussed it.
I'm fine with a little metagaming, because, I mean, she's going to have to find a crossbow at some point,
yeah.
Or whatever at some point, so...
We watched her throwing rocks at zombies, so clearly we're aware.
I threw a rock at a manticore and nobody said anything.
Yeah, you also have a crossbow on, don't you?
I do now.
Yeah.
I
See,
didn't at
the
time. The at the time, I just yelled, fuck you, and threw a rock at a manticore.
All right, so... So yes, you do find a store. It's really late. You can see people in there. It doesn't feel like the store is open, but I'm assuming you guys knock. Mm-hmm. The guy comes out and sees the two of you and says, "It's a bit late. Can I help you or something?"
Are you sticking around?
I hope so. I'm still here, yes.
Oh. Because we were thinking you should probably leave and we can... Take some of your stuff.
He eyes you up and down. I don't want any trouble now.
No, we meant more like a sale.
Yeah, I mean, we have money.
Oh, well, what kind of... Come in. Elizabeth, would you be so kind as to take the children upstairs? We've got some customers.
I love you so much.
What is it you're looking for? We've got rations and general supplies, axes and shovels, and a variety of ranged weapons that would be appropriate for a druid.
Well, yeah, some horse apples, some dog treats, some...
Point of order, that is horse droppings. Horse apples
horse
are what you
shit.
Call
I thought
horse
apples
shit.
You feed to horses.
No.
Horses and humans can eat the same apples.
Oh my god, sweetheart, you are such a city boy.
Ask for horse apples, you will regret it all the time.
He says a bag of fertilizer and what else?
So yeah, pick a weapon.
What are... Range weapons that I
if you look under druids, it should say proficiencies. It'd be near the beginning of the druid section. Like right under where it says hit points and stuff like that.
That's spell stuff.
Next page.
Oh, proficiencies. Weapons. Sickles, slings, spears, daggers, javelins, maces.
Slings and darts, basically.
Oh, so we can get some javelins.
Javelins.
Why can't I use a bow, though?
Giant.
But why can't I use a bow?
Throw a 4-foot staff.
You can, it just wouldn't. You wouldn't get proficiency.
That's fair. I'm a teensy. So
let's get you a sling.
Sure.
Okay, then yes, we would also like a sling.
He says, "Now all this, and how many days of rations would you like?" Kind of eyes you up and down.
How much do you have?
Oh, a fair amount. Enough to feed the two of you for a month, at least.
Okay, well, we've got six, right?
Yeah.
We've got six. How long would that last us?
Oh, about a week. for the six of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about we give you...
So it'd be 30 gold pieces.
Oh. How about one?
Let me intimidate check.
This what? Poor man.
17. Oh. Do I get a...
Yeah, you... So what are your skills even?
Yeah, so it's 20.
Good God.
That sounds fair, yes, gold piece. I'll even throw in the sling, no charge. And if you'll excuse me, my wife and grown children are upstairs. I would very much like to retire for the night, if that's okay with you.
Thanks for the deal. We really appreciate it.
One more thing. Do you have tin whistles?
No.
Okay, just checking. I figured you could teach me how, and then on the road we could double whistle.
Is that what we call it now?
Alright, so it is the 13th of Sylvian. Uh-oh. You guys managed to, you guys...
We bring food!
Yeah.
You guys totally legally purchased some rations.
Technically that's even true.
Oh, Jesus.
He didn't have to agree.
I think he didn't. Did you say it's now the 13th?
Yes, it is.
So I'm back to zero in terms of whatever that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
All your exhaustion levels are gone.
Cool.
Hit points are at max.
Hit points are at max. You should have all your hit dice back by this point.
Okay, Punchy. I think that if Altair isn't willing to go today, maybe we should just move on. I don't see that we're going to be able to do much good here.
Wow. I never thought of that.
So
I was seeing you were right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So a full-time bucket brigade has set up trying to douse the fire, which is still burning in the center of the city. Things are getting managed under control. The word of this Narasana person has gotten out wide and far. Apparently they also burnt down a tavern called the Heart's Hammer and set fire to the Church of Morad.
Is this all in the same town?
Yes.
Yep. What a monster.
I really don't like this Narasana person.
She basically genocided, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, is my accent starting to spread?
It did spread a little bit there. It's infectious.
So what are you guys doing today?
Okay,
did
so
Altair ever come back to the group?
Altair said she woke up and had cast her mage armor. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that Punchy and I had that conversation mm-hmm. either basically outside of hearing.
Yep.
So I'm going to make some breakfast and bring Altair a bowl of it and be like, hey, Altair, how you doing?
Getting ready to go help again?
Okay, well, I understand that this has been really rough and a lot of people that you cared about are gone, but do you really think that helping people rebuild the town is gonna do much good in terms of actually helping the people you cared about?
Yes.
We could also go hunt down the bitch that did it.
She's probably
How
at the Blight.
Rebuilding
she's probably what?
At the Blight.
I mean, she might be tied to the Blight.
Yeah.
Because this is bad.
Word on the street has gotten around that they saw her head east out of town.
I heard
really?
From somewhere
it?
That she was a worshipper of Flom.
So
roll a deception check.
So full of shit.
Okay, without the tower here, what is there here for you?
Roll an insight check.
God damn it, I'm going to roll like a fucking two. And then I'm going to have to play it, even though it's bullshit.
20! Natural motherfucking 20!
He's clearly lying.
I mean...
Let me just think about it. It's really hard for me, guys.
I'm waiting for Omen to come out with a pearl of wisdom that solves everything.
I don't have
it. I just... You know, sweetie, you can take as much time as you need, but...
I understand wanting to help, but
I
how
think
can we help?
That we could do more good just
going out and trying to fix the larger problem. We can't...
That could eventually swallow up this place.
...do much for the people here that they can't do on their own, whereas I think we're the only ones who can take on this blight thing.
I take the bowl of food from you, pat you on the shoulder. I'll see you guys this afternoon. And I walk out to the Wizard's Tower to see if anyone else has shown back up from the Wizard's Tower.
I'm going to ask the dwarf, do you need her or the rock?
The rock marks her as special, and I gotta...
We had the dream that all of us were there. We can't just...
Maybe the dream was about
I
this,
follow
though,
Altair, Lord. Keeping, like, 10 paces behind. All right.
So,
okay.
Norman, what's your feeling? Are you feeling like sticking around, or are you ready to hit the road?
I think I want to find this person, because if she's done it once, she might do it to another town.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
If we can stop her, we should.
All right. Well, I guess we'll go...
Oh, we should talk
Altair.
To the guards to get more information.
Okay, everybody do whatever you need to get packed up. I'm assuming we should probably make sure that the animals are in good shape before we head out. And let's just plan to get on the road by about 4. I mean, Altair said she'd see us this afternoon, so we can
I'm
at least check in before we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see you guys in a bit. I'm going to go scavenge and see if there's any more... No, I actually go to the woods to scavenge.
Yeah.
I go find herbs and shit.
I'm going to go see if there's any more fire sales.
And this is how Punchy became a thrift
also,
store.
Alicia,
the
you're getting a text from the DM, so.
Alicia is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it's been rough.
Yeah.
But I got to follow her.
No, just...
Okay.
Putting it out there though.
I'd like to see, like, from the guards if we can find out any more information about the assailant.
Alright, so what kind of fire cell are you looking for?
The kind of one that I found yesterday with the guy, and he wanted 30 gold pieces, and I said one.
Right, but, like, what kind of items are you looking for?
Well, we need more rations. Because we've only got about. We just bought enough for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we used up.
We shared our stew.
Yeah.
Would Punchy want to get something nice for Altair? Like a cuddly stuffed animal or something? Because she has been through a lot. Maybe it would help her move along.
Why on earth would Punchy do that?
Punchy
that is
not.
That is no.
No?
No.
Just to be nice?
No.
Maybe,
no, I don't think
but
that's...
maybe she thinks of Altair as like a little baby.
Maybe
like,
she gets Altair a big weapon,
you know,
with
what?
A stick, like a nail in it, and be like, here, you could go attack the bitch with this. Like, that's for being nice and supportive.
What you got, Punchy?
So, I think that Punchy is going to look for kind of a trinket, a sculpture, if you will, almost like a snow globe of the tower. Because
oh, we should
I think,
go back to the art shop.
So I think that, like, if I give it shelter, that I will, that we can say, look, now you can remember, let's go.
roll me an intimidate check.
For the souvenir shop owner.
Yes.
What is it? It's...
Down in charisma.
Charisma. Oh,
12. All right. We'll get back to you. Shadows, what are you doing?
I am going to go out in the woods, collect things like willow bark and just various medicinal things, talk to whoever in the town is best with medical sorts of stuff, their version of a whatever doctor, nurse sort of things, and get them stockpiled and make sure that the animals are combed, ready to go, start packing up all our crap, etc.
But the local wildlife is freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Explosions.
You just want me to speak with animals because you think it's funny.
It's kind of funny. Braxis,
Braxis, what do you do?
Talking to guards, maybe the head guard if I can, just to get information about how it all happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Roll me. Okay, so roll me a nature check. Roll me a persuasion.
21.
Altair?
I head back. Have any wizard shot?
Not yet.
Okay, so what, we're on day three now?
Yeah. There's a bucket in the grain putting...
Trying to put the fire out. So every single wizard died. No one was...
They haven't, none of the ones in the tower have been seen since. No.
Alright, which... was there... I don't have any backstory for this character. I don't have anything to fall back on at this point. I don't even know what I'm looking for. I just need... Help me out, DM! I need some closure here!
I will help you.
Tell me what I do!
Maybe put a bucket brigade work?
I guess.
You feel kind of helpless. You don't know what to do. You're feeling a little rudderless. This is a concrete action that you can take to...
Alright, a bucket brigade. Even though I'm negative 2 on strength.
It's not a strength thing. It's just to pass the bucket.
Yeah. Pass the empty bucket.
You need to get kids doing it, so...
Okay.
I guess I'll join the bucket brigade but carrying the full bucket. So.
Norman?
You know, you said that there's no monastery, but do they have at least acolytes or something not quite fully fledged? I want to figure out if there's anyone who knows more about this Nymeria person?
Narasana?
Narasana person?
Narasana?
Okay. Roll me an investigate check.
I like it.
I'm sorry?
Roll me an investigate check.
Alright.
Next pet.
Two.
Right. You're in the chaos and confusion, you're not able to find much. You two, we'll get back to you in a moment.
21.
So you're kind of tagging along with the guards as they are, like, you know, boarding up shops that have been looted.
I will also pay attention to which shops. But if it looks right there,
one of them looks very familiar. It's an art shop that you walk past. And pretty much you pester them with questions. They're pretty, as long as you help hold the boards and while they hammer them in, they're happy to talk to you about it. They just kind of tell you pretty much what you've known, that you know, this Narasana person had been in town a week or two before. Left town, and then people saw her come out of the temple a few weeks later. Smile, and then it blew up.
Alone, no other people.
She was, when she was here earlier, she was with a walking skeleton.
That sounds evil.
It does sound evil.
They say, you know, you'd think that, but he was surprisingly nice. Very, very disarming.
Okay.
Very charming skeleton.
Better than most of them.
Cleric of Moran.
That explains.
Out of death.
Did Narasana get to know the guards as herself or
no,
as Mildred?
Mildred,
okay.
Alright. And then they also tell you that they've been putting money together for a bounty to put on her. Shadowmoss.
I got a 20 total.
Alright, so you are able to gather supplies, find some creatures in the forest that are feeling pretty disturbed that you that he's back to their homes.
I think I'm going to try to find some native wolfies around and maybe try to talk to them and ask them to maybe keep an eye out for the naked apes.
Sure.
You know, maybe like leave them a deer or two once in a while.
They're happy to oblige you. Get you an inspiration point for that.
Nice.
Alright, and Punchy. You do find a place. It's not a snow globe per se, but it is like a little, it's like a little sculpture of the Wizard's Tower and kind of like a little serene scene. Like it's just like a little statuette, basically.
Perfect.
What's it say?
She's trying it.
And,
she's got a little souvenir for you.
And they want to charge you 2 gold pieces for it, but you knock them down to 3 copper.
Oh. Wow. Through sheer tenacity.
They're stubborn at first, but then you have your hand in your maul. You start talking about your Gallagher-esque performance that you did. And then you really get into it, you're like demonstrating it, and the price just keeps going down, and eventually they just say three copper pieces, you know, like...
They really liked my story.
They did, they loved your story.
Well, and what good was a tower going to do then?
Right?
At this point.
Exactly. And so I took so I took the tower sculpture that I just bought, and I wanted to make sure that Altair knew that I got it for her, and it's the Wizard Tower, so I carved Wizard Tower. So that
she
knows what it is.
Oh, we're gonna have to roleplay giving that to me.
I like all the number of ways that Wizard Tower is spelled incorrectly.
Is it spelled incorrectly?
It's got some backwards letters.
Letters.
It's mostly just like
letters don't come easily to punching.
That's fair.
But this is about as sentimental as I get.
That's true. This is
and
as...
Now get over it.
Exactly. That's it. That's exactly it. Like,
well,
here...
we'll play that in a moment.
Yeah.
All right. So as it's approaching early afternoon, fire's not dealing much. Well, perception check.
How many people who just turn your fire just, like, pissing on it because, like, they need to pee and...
Oh, yeah. No, it's a popular destination for...
Four. Plus,
what,
it doesn't even fucking matter. Six.
Mm-hmm. Alright, you hear a little bit of a commotion, but then you don't really see anything. But then suddenly the fire...
What?
Cool.
What happens?
A crowd of people is gathered around. You have no...
I push forward. I'm tiny.
Mm-hmm. You get a four on your perception, so you're working your way through the crowd.
Alright. That's why, because I'm tiny. Four
and there's some whispers, like some, like an elf just walked into the center of the fire and took all the fire away.
An elf?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
She's tiefling.
She was in the sky.
She was in the sky.
Fuck!
Yep.
And you hear somebody yell, "What's your name?" And you just hear the reply back, "What?" And so the people around you start chanting, "What?
What?
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 What? What?" And as you, about the time you make your way to the front, you see, like, the elf, like, literally just burst, like, bursting into a run, like, running through the crowd, and escaping, along with an older woman.
Does the 13 perception get me anything?
You're closer to the front, yeah, so you saw, like, you didn't see it happen, but, like, as you, as the fire got out, you're able to kind of bury your way a little further in, and yeah, you see, like, an elf standing there holding, like, what looks to be an orb, and then she kind of pockets it, and then that whole exchange happens, and you gather just from the hippy tip tail end of it, you saw that, like, that fire went into that orb she was holding.
Now that's a hero.
And then...
Don't get her. She's already got such a scared perception. I love you, Calamity!
And there's, like, lots of talk and murmuring, and it's like, why did she run? You know, et cetera, et cetera. And as you're puzzling this out, you hear a voice behind you say, Nerestonet, or not, sorry. You say, Altair?
Turn around. Who is it?
One of your wizard compatriots. About the same age as you, about the same rank and level as you.
Uh-huh.
You recognize her as Oryk.
Oryk?
Mm-hmm. Whereas she was more into the darker stuff, like necromancy and you know, those sort of things. So even, you know, you weren't too close, but
yeah,
she still, despite all that, kind of runs up and gives you a hug.
Yeah, me too. Enthusiastically.
She says, "I thought all the wizards were dead." She says, Wait, I thought you left.
We were passing through and we watched it happen. It was insane. Absolutely insane. The whole thing exploded.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
You're the only person I've seen from the Wizard's Tower.
She says, "You're the only one I've seen."
Shit. Well?
She says, "I'm going to head to Carthel."
Why?
Says, "There's a Wizard's Tower there." She's, by the way, for those of you know, Carthel is the capital city east of here. Mm-hmm. She says, I figure they'll want to know, and she says, the Wizard's Tower has been my life for the last 10 years.
Tell me about
don't
it.
Don't really know where to go from here. Are those sexy dice?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Sorry. I like to imagine that Frigg has those in her in her various collections of dice that she probably has. Maybe...
Yeah,
maybe in a different language, but doesn't know that, what they are. Like they're
that.
In Draconic or something, and she
that.
Has no idea that
and
it means
she
like
might try to play
scale.
Yeah.
I love it.
She says, "What are you going to do?
Find this Narasana person, I guess." Babadori told me I couldn't return until I don't know, grown or something like that. Now there's nothing to come back to, so.
Says you could come with me to the Wizard's Tower.
Am I within her line of sight
yeah.
at all? Like, I assume I'm not, like, I'm trying to keep my distance.
Yeah, you see her talking.
Yeah.
She's talking to a halfling wizard, dark skin, thick, bushy black hair. She's got a number of, strange-looking arcane tattoos on her face and arms.
I'm keeping that respectful distance. I'm just hoping that Altair looks at me and realizes she has a friend.
She says, did you see the zombies?
I killed the zombies.
Why?
What do you mean? Oh, right. You know zombies kill humans, right?
She says, I could have controlled them. Should have found... Oh, you didn't know I was alive, I guess, but... It's okay, we can reanimate some more on the way.
You know I'm not into that.
Well, we can do whatever it is you do. Come with me to the Wizard's Tower.
I'm honestly headed to the Blight. And on the way there, I'm going to...
She says, why would you want to go there?
I may as well. What am I going to get in the Wizard's Tower? Is this Narasana going to go and blow that one up too?
Maybe we can stop her that time.
You think so? You think going to the Wizard's Tower's gonna make you any stronger? You've been here for 10 years and you didn't learn practice. You learned all this stuff, but you didn't use any of it? I don't know. I think that I'm probably better off chasing people down.
Fine. Have it your way.
Good luck, though.
Don't die. If you do, though. Gotcha.
Don't become a lich.
Please. It's another 30 years of research at best. I'm joking. Joking. It's unspeakably evil. We shouldn't even be talking about it.
Well, there you go.
She gives you a pat on the shoulder and says, best of luck.
Shake your hand. All right.
She heads on.
What time is it?
It's getting to be late. It's probably about 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
But I'm 4.
Will I pass by the halfling grotto on the way back to the place?
No, but you could stop by.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I would stop by and just check in and say goodbyes. That sort of thing.
Luther's engaged in conversation with another halfling and looks up and he says, oh, hey.
Hey. Got a minute?
He's... One second. He says, what's up?
I'm headed out. Gonna chase down.
He grasps your hand and says, we thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm.
He says, don't be a stranger.
I'll be back.
He says, so just be careful.
Yeah. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently here isn't safe. Or anywhere.
Hey, he says, it's a wild and dangerous world we live in. He says, don't let the cities give you a false sense of security.
Well, not anymore, anyway.
He says, here be dragons and beasts and all sorts of nasty things.
Dragons aren't that bad.
Says somebody who's never seen one.
Their language is pretty cool. Anyway.
He says, there was a period yesterday where I could suddenly only understand and speak Draconic.
That's cool.
It was weird.
I bet.
I don't want that. I do not wish that to happen again.
Yeah, I fought zombies yesterday, so 2 days ago, whatever.
Strange times.
Yeah.
He had a. Does be safe. He kind of gives you an awkward wave because you're standing near him. But...
Does this town have one of those temples that stands in as a library?
No.
Okay.
So, you guys meet back up at the stable?
I approach Noam and pat him on the shoulder. Stand next to him while we talk.
Getting everything all buckled in.
Well, it's here. I think we're planning on heading out, so I hope that you have a good time.
What are you talking about? I'm ready to go. Fire's out.
Yeah, someone put it into an orb. It was weird.
Oh. Okay.
We should get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they're expensive.
Yeah.
Punchy.
Unspeakably evil.
I found some really cool stuff today, and one of the things I found was this, and I thought you might like it because your tower exploded. And I wrote a note at the bottom that's attached to it so you can remember. That your tower exploded. And that it was sad.
Gee, that was so sweet.
I couldn't read the first word in any way, shape, or form. I had to read the rest of it in order
to... Sorry, your people died.
Punchy. Frowny face. Frowny face. Punchy.
That was so beautiful.
Oh, Punchy, that's so sweet of you. I'm so proud of you for being so thoughtful.
I watch all of that happen. And I look at Punchy for a minute.
She is crying. So, we can go now, right?
Yeah, we can all go. Everybody's ready, right? Let's go.
Put it in my bag and walk away. Thanks.
All right, so you guys, it's late afternoon. You hit the roads back east, towards the Blight, maybe towards this villainous Narasana character that you've heard about, and that's where we'll wrap up the session today.
Fuck, I love that so much. I love the little medallion thing. Sorry, your people died.
Great session, everybody. That was wonderful, all of you. I think some experience points are in order, though, yes?
Okay.
Probably like 299, right?
Is that how far you are to your next level?
That's how far you are. I need way more than that.
I'm at 551.
Yeah.
What's the next level at?
900.
I was trying to think of something short but poignant to write.
Sorry, your people died.
And something that I could misspell but would be...
That first word, I looked at it for, like, that whole time I was looking at it, I was just looking at those first four letters, like...
It's so good. It's so good.
Pass it around.
It's so hard. I didn't, like, my brain could not translate it into any way.
Well, you're grieving.
The drawing of the tower, it looks like one of those towers that firefighters practice on. Like a tower that's meant to be on fire.
Punchy.
This is a beautiful thing.
I'm going to take a picture.
I'm so proud of you.
I did
You did. And I know that, like, I was maybe a little harsh on you the day before, but you were, like...
She was sad,
was so
and now
good.
She's not sad.
Yeah. You did so good. I'm so...
Wow. You know what? Sean can't give us any shit about consequences, because this happening right here is the direct opposite.
What?
The
direct opposite of consequences?
The consequences conversation you guys keep having, your understanding of the results of your actions.
You guys get 250 experience points.
Okay.
For defeating zombies and skeletons and... some awakened trees, and also some good role-playing bonus in there for each of you, too.
That puts us at 801.
Oh, or 851.
I'm at 851.
What has yet to begin?
My whole
thing. I'm very excited for some future developments there.
I am not telling anybody what this is.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Roll with the punches.
Hunchy made a big personal development here. Normally, she doesn't give a fuck about anyone.
Yeah.
This is a huge thing for her. And I am very happy to see her trying to make friends.
I love it when a good story comes to me.